Deputy. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and Pavestone. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are thrilled to be here with you on this fall weekend. Are you tackling a project around your house? Are you getting ready for the winter? You want to step up the insulation? Maybe you want to get to a project that you just couldn't find time for last summer, so you're good to go when the warmer weather returns. Whatever's on your to-do list, we'd love for you to slide it right over to ours. You can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by posting your question at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, from single sinks to limited square footage, you know, small baths often leave a lot to be desired, but you don't have to make a bathroom bigger to make it better. We'll share some tricks to do just that.
And moldy surfaces can be really hard to paint, so we're going to share how to make sure that mold doesn't ruin your otherwise good painting project just ahead.
And dryers can be one of the biggest energy-consuming appliances in your house, so we're going to share a tip on how to buy a dryer that will not guaranteed run up your electric bill.
But first, we are here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and tackle all of your to-dos with confidence. So let us know what you are working on this fall weekend. I love the beginning of the fall season. It kind of fills you with so many fun projects and ideas to do around the house because this weather, I mean, my goodness, guys, could you get enough of it? Well, give us a call and let us know how we can help you.
In the summer, I think I have great ideas. I go outside and it's just so oppressive out. I quickly run out of steam, you know, but the fall, I'm like bouncing around. I just can't get enough done. So that's right. Fall is a great time to get those projects done. So reach out to us. Again, go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Courtney in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about adding air conditioning to her home. This is a biggie, and it could be a big, expensive project. Tell us about it.
I guess I'm wondering if, like, the best way to do that, we have a Cape Cod house. We'll need to put in ducting, but there has been some talk from the contractors that I've had come in talk about the difficulty based on, like, the structure of the house. And also, if I should consider taking out the baseboard heaters and just doing, like, all one system for heating and AC.
You know, Leslie, I hate hearing that contractors are advising you to take out a baseboard hot water heating system.
Which is the best heating ever.
The best ever, most desirable. And I would fire that guy, or if you haven't hired him yet, I would not let him back in your house because that is somebody that has no clue what he's doing. And plus, you know, if you're worried about the complexity of installing ducts for air conditioning, that becomes far more complex if you now have to also install ducts to get heat into your house. Now, in a Cape Cod house, it's actually not terribly difficult because the cool air is going to fall. So you're going to have your air handler up in that attic space of the Cape Cod. It could be in sort of that crawl space area where it's like the other side of the knee wall or somewhere up there. You're going to have the air handler there, and then you're going to duct down into the ceiling below. Now, if the attic is finished, then yeah, it's a little more complicated, but again, you would duct right from there. So this is not a terribly complex project. You have to be selective and you have to be crafty about how you run the ducts. And if you're worried about having, you know, big ducts there, there's another type of system that's called Space Pack. It's a high velocity, low volume system. And by that I mean it uses ducts that are about 3 inches in diameter, and it blows air through them really fast. And you don't see it too often because it's a more expensive system, but it's often used in older houses where you don't have to do a lot of demolition to get the duct work in. But, you know, in our house, we added central AC. When we first took it over, we had about 8 window units, and we put in central AC, and it's an old house, and we just have to be, you know, selective and strategic about how we did that. But I don't think you should consider for 1 minute taking out that wonderful baseboard heat, because that's just the best.
I mean, it really does. It heats up super quick. It keeps the heat in the room. So if you start to switch to a different type of heat, you're going to feel it differently. It's going to not be as warm as you want it to be. I would for sure not change that.
Yeah, and it's also super dry. I mean, forced air heat is super dry compared to baseboard heat, which is nice and warm and comfortable. So stick with what you got and add the AC.
All right, Vito in California, how can we help you today at the Money Pit?
I have a 4x8 bathroom that's I'm trying to put this used flooring on, and it's a plywood floor, raised floor to begin with, and I don't know what to use. There's no more sticking on this used plank that I've got. So do you put plastic underneath, or what do you put underneath?
So it sounds like Vito is trying to use like an upcycled product here, old flooring that he wants to put down in his bathroom, but he can't, it's not going to stick. So I think what you have to do here is use a floor adhesive. There are various types of floor adhesive products. There are floor adhesives for wood. There are floor adhesives for tile. And I think what you're going to need to do here is to clean the subfloor very, very well, as much as possible, and then apply the new flooring with an adhesive. Now, one thing that's really important about floor adhesive, and that is the trowel. It's a grooved trowel. It has like notches in it or sort of like little triangles cut out of it so that when you put the adhesive down, it sort of stands up a little bit, and that helps it adhere better to the flooring product. Just do keep in mind though that it's very difficult to remove these products once they set. So make sure you're sure that this is the way that you want to go, because you know there are so many new floors that are out there today that are rated for bathrooms that are 100% waterproof. There are a lot of good choices and a lot of inexpensive choices. But if you found a floor that you love and you just need to adhere it, then flooring cement is going to be your friend in this case.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if your bathroom is snug, remodeling is always an option, but it can be very expensive. Instead, we're going to share some space-saving tips that can open up your space and save a bundle when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whatever you are working on, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast. Head into the beautiful Florida Keys where we've got Lillian on the line, and you're dealing with some worms in the patio. What's going on?
I'm calling in reference to some worms that we keep getting into our screened-in patio that we seem to have here in the Florida Keys, and I'm not sure what to do about them. I tried different sprays to try to keep them out, and nothing is working.
Leslie, I don't think this is just a Florida problem. I've seen this in my own garage here in the Northeast. Have you ever seen the worms come up after heavy rain and get into your patio or your sidewalks, your driveway, that kind of place?
Oh, for sure. My goodness. They just seem to find their way out of the soil, I think, just because it gets so wet.
And that's exactly right. That's why they do it, because worms actually breathe through their skin. So when you have a heavy rain, they need to get oxygen. They do that by coming up out of the lawn, out of the dirt, and very often will crawl right up on the patio, which is kind of like committing worm suicide, because then they get baked by the sun or stepped on by us or by pets. But the thing is, worms are really beneficial in the soil. So I think it's just something you have to learn to live with. I wouldn't try to do anything to stop worms from enjoying all the soil. It's unfortunate that they have this behavior where they come up into the patios, into the garages, and the sidewalks. But for everyone that comes up, I'm sure there are many, many more that are in the soil, helping it become rich and organic and supporting our lawns and our gardens in the process.
We've got Mike in Illinois on the line who's ready to talk tree stump removal. What's going on?
My wife and I recently had a large tree removed right at the foundation of our home. It's a Chicago two-flat sort of brick home, and we just moved in, and the owner had left this massive tree right at the foundation, and, you know, we're talking maybe 6 inches away from the foundation. So we had it removed. We had the stump ground out. So there's a divot there, and to my eye anyway, it looks like the pitch around that area is sort of, you know, going back towards the foundation of the home. My gut says, you know, just get some dirt at the hardware store, fill it in, tamp it down, you know, make sure it's sloped away. I mean, does that sound like the right solution to you? Is there anything I should keep in mind?
Hey, Mike, I think you're definitely on the right track here. The thing about grounding out a stump is it doesn't remove all of the old root structure that's in there. So even though it's sort of sunken in now, that's actually going to continue to settle over, I hate to tell you, or probably over the next some number of years. So what I would do is I would fill that area in, but I would use clean fill dirt. What you don't want to do, because you mentioned buying soil in a bag, you don't want to buy topsoil, because topsoil is too organic. It's not going to help you here. What you want is clean fill dirt. You're going to fill that in up to the level at the point where you're going to want to start to grow some grass, and then you could put a little topsoil over the top of that, plant some grass seed. But I would almost overfill it at this point because it's going to continue to settle. And the second thing to be careful of is make sure that you don't have a lot of water discharging in that same area, like from gutters, because it'll find that low spot and maybe even work under your house and crawl space or the basement. I'm not quite sure what you have there. So keep the major discharge of water from the gutters away from that. Make sure those gutters are clean. Make sure the spouts are well extended past that point so you don't collect any water there. But I think those two things, and just keep an eye on it and just know that you're going to have to add some more soil from time to time, is definitely going to do the trick. Well, there's a few things all old house lovers like me are familiar with, and drafty windows, less than perfect plumbing, squeaky floors, and small bathrooms are on that list.
Yeah, that is true. Small bathrooms are definitely a thing. But while new home baths have nearly doubled in size over the past 30 years, and I would kind of say maybe even tripled compared to the size of the bathrooms.
Yeah, I know, right?
Most of these older bathrooms in these homes average about 5 feet by 8 feet. That sounds absolutely correct. So short of ripping out walls to increase your space, you might be thinking you've got just very limited options. But there are some ways that you can use the space to its fullest potential. And here's some tips to help you do just that. You really have to maximize the space that you have. And you might want to consider installing a corner sink. It can be pedestal style. It can be wall-mounted. Whichever you choose, a corner-mounted sink option is going to give you some functional charm, but most importantly, it frees up a lot of floor space in that bathroom, and setting up space-saving storage elsewhere in that room also means that you don't have the traditional cabinet vanity, and a smaller bowl for the sink itself is still going to provide plenty of capacity, so definitely not a sacrifice here.
Now, here's something that a lot of folks have not thought of, curved quadrant shower units. You might be thinking, what the heck is a quadrant shower unit? Well, you can conserve very precious real estate by including a comfy curved quadrant shower enclosure in your bathroom remodel. Now, a quadrant shower has two straight sides mounted into a corner and then a curved entry that saves at least 1 square foot of space compared to traditional units. Now, another option is to go with toilets that have a flat tank top. A flat tank top gives you another storage spot where you can place organizers directly on top of it or take advantage of the wall space above for hanging cabinets or shelving. And next, think of smaller, deeper tubs. You can look for smaller scale tubs that offer great soaking potential because they have deep set seating. A small claw foot tub is one option, but there are many if you'd like a different type of decor.
All right, now here's some other ideas. Lower profile faucets and fixtures, because you're freeing up then some visual space. And when you select those low profile fixtures, you're kind of opening up this view, so you're making the space be, you know, perceived as larger than it actually is. And there's a ton of styles available, so you can really beautifully accessorize your small bath. Plus, bathroom sinks don't have to be big to get that job done. You can also think about, if you don't want to get rid of that cabinet or that vanity, think of using a smaller scale cabinet with a smaller vessel sink on top. Definitely a smaller, but you're going to get the storage that you want, plus a really gorgeous looking sink. Also think about converting furnishings that you may already have or something you might find at a thrift store. Standalone storage cabinets, small tables converted into carts, that kind of thing. All of these vintage finds definitely add personality to that bathroom space, but give you that storage that you need for your linens, for your toiletries. I always feel like you have more stuff than you think you have in the bathroom until you start to clean. So definitely, I think if you had smaller storage space, you'd probably collect less, which would be great.
Finally, let's talk about one particular type of storage, and that is towel storage. You know, the lack of a linen closet or a surplus cabinet space doesn't have to mean you've got a trail of towels and washcloths on the bathroom floor. Here's an idea to keep things accessible while keeping them neat. You can mount a hotel-style multi-tiered rack on the back of the entry door near the shower or tub. Not only does it add much-needed storage space, but it does it with style. And for more storage, you can place open wire-style shelving above the toilet or straight down from the ceiling and use it to hold hand-rolled towels. Now, I actually made a towel shelf like this and have it attached about 18 inches below the ceiling. But instead of making it out of metal, I made it out of PVC pipe, which was simple to assemble and glue together. For the long parts of the PVC pipe where I need a little more support, I inserted dowels in between the pipes for additional support. And it's been up there a couple of years now. It looks great, and it keeps all of our towel storage up high and out of the way.
Well, and you painted it to look like metal, so it really...
No, I used some of that metallic Krylon finishes that kind of look like chrome. And yeah, you're right. It looks good. It blends in with everything else, and again, provides us a ton of storage.
All right, I love that trick. Heading over to Delaware, where Rosalind is on the line about a marble question. What's going on?
Yes, I'm Gary. I'm Rosalind's husband.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Yes. Hi, Gary. How can we help you?
Yes, we have a question. We bought a marble table, and we didn't know that it needed to be sealed. How do we go about doing that?
Gary, are you calling because you've stained it, and now you're sort of stuck and want to, like, work backwards, or you're just preemptively doing some work?
We had stained it. We got the stain out, but we didn't know that it needed to be sealed.
And is it a new marble table, or is it sort of like an older piece that's maybe lost its surface finish over time?
No, it's new.
Brand new. So now, there's a couple of different kinds. You may have a honed piece of marble, which doesn't have any polish on it at all, and it's meant to sort of have that, like, chalky, unfinished look to it. And then there's a, you know, a more high-polished finish that looks like it has a glaze to it where it's, like, shiny. Now, there's a couple of different ways to achieve that. There are professional products that you can get at your local, you know, a place where you might get granite or marble countertops, and they have a sealant. Sometimes it's better if they do it. I know when you have marble or granite countertops, they should be reapplying that glaze every 3 to 5 years. If it's a lighter color, it should be more often. But with a piece like that, you might be able to just get away with some marble polish, which will give you a shine and give you a bit of a more protective surface on there. But there really doesn't seem to be a homeowner type of glaze that you can get to apply, because it is truly like a mixed different bunch of parts that are meant to be applied, you know, very systematically, very carefully.
Okay, so now I can get that at a local home goods store or something like that?
Yeah, I would definitely get a marble polish and, you know, follow the directions and apply that, you know, exactly the way you're told. And that'll give you a nice sheen on it and make it much more durable. If you want something that's much more shiny and really meant to coat and protect the surface, I would head on over to, you know, a local vendor near you that does marble and granite countertops and ask them for a product. They might have something that's DIY, or they might be willing to take the piece and coat it for you. You know, since it's a small table, it shouldn't be much of a charge.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Thank you.
I love that Rosalind's putting up her husband, Gary, to make the call.
Get on the phone, Gary.
She's like, talk to these people because you're going to have to fix this.
You are listening to The Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're planning a painting project, prep is key to making that painting job last. But when the surfaces you need to paint have been covered with mold, that process does get a lot more complicated. We're going to tell you how to get that job done right when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
As you look around your home, as you look around your yard, what are the projects that you would like to get done? Well, we're here to help. Reach out with your questions. If you're stuck in the middle of a project, or you don't know how to start a project, or whether you can do the project yourself or need to hire a pro, all great reasons to contact us. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question and get the fastest possible response.
James in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, my daughter, I got a house that I gave to her that was my father's old home. So she was cleaning though. They're doing some remodeling to it and had wallpaper on this wall, so they tore it all off. And then it had newspaper on it from 1941.
Wow.
and a whole bunch of stuff about FDR and before World War II.
Oh, that's amazing.
Took all that down, and then the wall is made up of boards that are 12 inches wide, 8 feet tall. It's an inch and a half thick. So looking at it, it's all American chestnut.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
So she wants to just cover it back up. I said, no
way.
No. I said, if you don't want it, let's take it out.
That is
so classy today. I'll be able to get quite a bit of money for it.
You're suggesting that she remove them, or do you want to use those as the final wall?
Well, she thought about that, but then she said, well, I'm just going to paint it because it doesn't match what I got. And I said, no. And I'm trying to talk her out of this very seriously because I said, you know, they don't make that stuff anymore.
Yeah, no, they don't. That's really a very rare find. And I think if you were to sand it and refinish it, you'd have a really lovely wall surface. And even if the color wasn't quite right, I'd rather see you stain it to bring the color closer to what she wants it to be and still have all of that character. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, it's always so rare to find such beautiful wood in good condition. And I think there's some ways to enhance it, enjoy it, and make it sort of go along with the rest of the decor, whether it's changing the stain slightly on it, adding just sort of a clear coat to just really bring out that graining. You know, I wouldn't be afraid of it, and I'm not afraid to mix different types of woods as well, and then different types of wall features. Of course, you know, you can still hang your art, you can still hang, you know, pieces of fabric or woven items. There's different ways to make it work, and I would hope that she would embrace that.
Looking at it, you know, these boards are an inch and a half thick. They're not, I said, you know, you could take that thing down and probably have them sawed up even greater and have a lot more wood to work with.
Or just have them planed. You know, you could have them planed and smoothed out. If they come out easy enough, that might be an option. I'd consider that because obviously sanding them when they're vertical is a lot of hard work. But you could take them to a mill and have them planed so that they would basically take just an eighth inch off the surface and you'd have a perfectly clean new American chestnut surface to work with after that.
Okay. Well, I'll just, like I said, I don't know what the stuff is worth, but I've been told it's very valuable.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you could sell the material, but I think the most value is in this beautiful home that you've given your daughter, and I think it could, it really speaks to the age and the character of the building. So I agree with you. I try to talk her out of it.
All right. Well, I was listening to y'all the other week, and I said, man, I'm going to ask you people what y'all think. So I guess I'll try to work on her some more.
All right. Well, we're glad you reached out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Thank you.
While mold and mildew can be a real source of frustration for homeowners, especially when it stands in the way of a painting project, it's not only going to ruin those paint jobs with ugly, discolored spots, but it can also cause severe respiratory issues for a lot of people and pets because a lot of folks are very allergic to mold. Now, the experts at Sherwin-Williams have a few tips on how to repaint an area that's been affected by mold or mildew. So they're saying here, don't just paint over that mold or mildew. If you're covering up the problem, you're not solving the problem because the mold and mildew, they're just going to grow right back and they're going to ruin that repaint job. Cleaning it now is going to save you from a costly callback.
Now, before you paint, you clean it by using a bleach solution. You want to thoroughly scrub the affected area with a solution of one part bleach and three parts water. Remember to let that solution set on the surface for a good 10 minutes before you rinse the area with water and then let it fully dry before you pick up that paintbrush. And when you're repainting, remember to use a mildew-resistant paint. Most all paints have some mildew-resistant qualities, but for example, if you buy a paint that's designed for a kitchen or bathroom, that has even more mildew resistance. These include mildicides and antimicrobial agents that are designed to prevent mold or mildew from returning.
turning. And if we are talking about kitchens and bathrooms and moist areas like that, especially the bathrooms, remember to use an exhaust fan that is connected to a humidistat or one that's on a timer so it runs after you leave the bathroom. Keeping that moisture and humidity to a minimum will mean it's that much harder and it will take that much longer for the mold and mildew to grow back.
Sharon in Tennessee is on the line and has some questions about tankless water heating. How can we help you?
Just my husband and I, we're in a house that the tank is probably, the one we have is probably 10, 11 years old. But we find that in the bathroom, the master bathroom, which is at the far side of the house from us, you have to run the water 5 or 10 minutes before it gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard good things about those, so I thought, well, what do you guys know about them? Because I don't know if they've been out long enough to, quote-unquote, work all the bugs out of them. Are they a good investment? Are they good economically?
Yes, yes, and yes. So they have been out for a long time, longer than you might think. I'd say probably 10 to 15 years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But the thing is, you know, you don't really have a need to replace your water heater near that often, so it sometimes folks are still not familiar with them. However, the one complaint that I heard you mention was that it takes a long time for your water to get hot. That may not change, and here's why. Because the time it takes your water to get hot is more a function of the distance between the water heater and the plumbing fixture that you're standing at waiting for the water to get
right
there. It just takes, so many minutes for that amount of water to pass through the pipes and show up as hot on the other side. Whether that's a tank water heater or a tankless water heater is not gonna change that. It's still gonna take longer to get just the same amount of time to get there. All right.
Yeah.
So that's not gonna change. What will change though is you will have an unlimited supply of hot water because tankless water heaters pretty much when they're sized right never ever run out of hot water. And it's gonna be a very efficient way for you to get hot water. I should have asked you this earlier, but are you on gas, natural gas?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, then you're okay. If you were on electric, we'd be having a different conversation because electric tankless water heaters are not efficient at all. But gas is perfect.
Good. Okay. Well, something for us to get some second thoughts here and then get some quotes maybe.
Now, there's also an option that Rheem has right now where you can actually add a bypass valve at that farthest bathroom fixture from your water heater. And what that will do is it will recirculate warm water through the pipes based on a timer or based on your use pattern. So with that addition, you may not be waiting at all for hot water. So that's another option as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. There's some good suggestions there that I can look into. Then we're looking at doing some things to the house, and that was the first thing I thought of.
All right. Terrific. Well, thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit. What are you working on this fall weekend? Whatever projects you are tackling, whether it's inside or out, we are here to lend a hand. The Money Pit is broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, dryers can be one of the biggest energy-consuming appliances in your house, so we're going to share a tip for buying one that won't run up your electric bill when the Money Pit returns.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys tackling? Are you outside on this gorgeous weekend? I mean, the fall weather is perfect. You can do projects inside. You can do projects outside. You can have the windows open and just be working very happily, jamming to your tunes of The Money Pit theme song. That's right. We know you're listening to The Money Pit, getting advice while you're working on the projects. Well, whatever it is, when you have a question, you come to us. Think of Tom and Leslie as the first people that you are going to turn to when you need some help saving money, time, and avoiding all of those home improvement hassles that slow you down on the road to your dream house.
We're like your home improvement professor.
Well, did you know that one of the last major appliances to qualify for Energy Star ratings is a dryer? Now, Energy Star actually only started certifying dryers in 2015. With all appliance purchases, it's smart to make sure that you're looking at an Energy Star rated model. And here's why. While Energy Star products are the same or better than those standard products, they use less energy. To earn the Energy Star rating, they must meet very strict energy efficiency criteria that's set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency or the U.S. Department of Energy. And since they use less energy, these products are going to save you money on your electricity bill.
Yeah, and the savings is significant. When it comes to buying a dryer, an Energy Star dryer uses 20% less energy than standard dryers, but they work just as well, and they have all the same features. And an Energy Star dryer can save you also about $210 in energy costs over the life of the dryer. And if you pair your Energy Star dryer with an Energy Star washing machine, you can totally maximize your energy savings. So that really should be your first criteria when you're buying any new appliance. Make sure it is Energy Star rated.
Heading out to Wisconsin, Char's got a decorating question. Well, dilemma here. What's going on?
In our living room, kitchen, and hallway leading down to the bedrooms, we have laminate, which is a kind of a golden oak color. I don't know what to put in the bedrooms, which go into open up into the hallway. I want to put a brown because we don't want to put the same thing. We can't find it from the rest of it. And my husband wants to put gray. Can you tell us what would be best? We're going to do a vinyl.
All right. With that golden tone, whoa, I hate that golden tone. I'm so sorry to say it because I'm sure it's all over your house and you love it. But it's, to me, it's always a difficult challenge because the golden has like these weird warm tones, but then still some sort of like yellow hint to it. So trying to match something to it or coordinate with can be challenging. On one hand, I like the idea of a gray, but it's got to be the right gray. It has to be sort of in that same warmish family with maybe some brown undertones so that they won't clash but will kind of blend together. And it also depends if that golden tone of yours is on the warmer side or on the cooler side. I mean, you really have to get a sense of that color. I don't love the idea of the golden with a darker tone. I feel like there's nothing in that dark tone of wood flooring that kind of picks up any of that. That said, maybe it's not a wood look floor at all. Maybe it's a tile. Maybe it's a carpet. Maybe it's, you know, something different. But the golden is always challenging. What do you think, Tom?
I agree with you. I think that sometimes the golden gets really too bright, and it is hard to pull it down. And gray, I kind of like the gray idea, but only it has those wood tones in it, those warm wood tones is going to blend it. What you really have to do here is go to your flooring supplier. You can go to a store like LL Flooring and get some samples and lay them in there against that golden color that you love so much. And I think the answer will become apparent. Once you put enough samples in front of it, you'll get a real good feel for what the possibilities are. If you happen to have some of that existing golden flooring, even better yet, you can go to the store and hold your current floor against a bunch of different options. And that, you know, you said you wanted to go with vinyl. I think that's a great choice today. You have so many different extruded vinyl plank products, luxury vinyl plank products that are just absolutely beautiful, super durable. And take a look at the Duravana, which is a type of stone hybrid, also 100% waterproof, super durable product, and very, very affordable that you'll find at LL Flooring. And I think once you find the one that has the right sort of connection with that golden floor that you have right now, you'll be all set, and you'll both be happy.
Thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We've been broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with skilled pros that you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, Tracy says she has wallpaper on top of plaster walls, and she wants to know if she should remove it before she paints. We're going to tackle that question when the Money Pit returns.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities families of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Plaster is in bad shape, then I don't think it's really a candidate for wallpaper removal, and I definitely think that you should think about covering that with drywall. Now, the other option is to tear the plaster out, and I've done this kind of renovation both ways. And having done it both ways, my preference is to cover the old plaster with drywall and leave it alone, unless there's a really good reason to take it out, like you got to do some work to the walls or something of that nature. Because when you take those old plaster walls apart, first of all, you have plaster that varies in thickness. Now you have also plaster lath, those little like tomato sticks, I call them, that are attached to the studs. But you're also going to find that the wall is not totally flat. You'll find that it has waves in it. Because since you're not applying drywall, you don't really see that, right? Because the plasterers were so good back then, they could smooth anything out and make it look flat. In some parts of the wall, you had more plaster, some parts you had less. But of course, when you strip that away, you got whatever's left on that frame, and you got to maybe make some repairs to get everything straight and sitting right. So for all those reasons, I think your best bet is to cover the walls with new drywall. Now, you can do this with half-inch drywall, or you could do it with like 3/8-inch drywall or quarter-inch drywall if it's available. You're kind of just skinning them. And then the only complication that adds is that you have to take your outlets and your light switch electrical boxes and sort of pack them out. There's a device that will surround that, enable that box to extend to make up the difference in the thickness of the drywall. But it's out there. It's available. It's done all the time. It's a big project, but it's certainly one that a DIYer with some pretty decent spackling skills could tackle themselves.
All right. Good luck with that project. I mean, also, wallpaper's pretty nice. Maybe this wallpaper will grow on you in time. Or maybe you'll put wallpaper on the new drywall. Who knows? Let's go crazy. All right. Mary in Boston wrote in saying, I need help deterring squirrels from chewing the deck. She says her deck is 17 years old and the squirrels have always been around, but over the last few months they've started chewing at the decking. She's tried covering the corners where they like to chew with chicken wire. I thought she was going to say chicken breast, and I was like, that's not going to make them go away. But after a month they just found a different location. All right, they just like something about this deck.
It's very simple. You need to train your squirrels, Mary. That's right. Now, you're not going to train them to do tricks, but you're going to train them not to chew the deck. Now, there's obviously a wide variety of gadgets that are out there to deter animals. That they spray water, they make noise, they flash lights. But I prefer a good repellent. I've had some good success with the Bobex repellents, B-O-B-B-E-X. They kind of smell like a combination of rotten eggs and cayenne pepper, but they don't stick around for long. The smell doesn't stick around for long, but you will have to do this about every 2 weeks. They will, you know, they will last through a rainstorm or two, but what I've found, and in my case, I've been using it successfully to keep the deer out of my plants. About every 2 weeks, I have to go out there and repeat the treatment. In fact, I just ordered another 5-gallon bucket of this stuff because it's a concentrate, and I'm able to get a lot out of that. I think it's one quart to 2 gallons. So that's a lot of repellent. But I've got a lot of bushes I've been treating. You may need something a lot less. You can find this, by the way, either as a ready to mix product or an already mixed product, ready to use product, at lots of different home improvement stores. And there are others as well. I just happen to have used that one. But you train them because once they get used to the fact that they can't chew that deck and don't like the taste of it, they won't come back. They'll go off somewhere else. And I think that's the way you get them to stay away from your deck. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope that you are inspired to take on a fall project. And if you are and have questions, remember you can reach us 24/7 at moneypit.com/ask. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The threat of a federal government shutdown is over after Congress this evening approved a temporary funding bill to keep agencies open until November 17th. The bill passed just hours before the midnight deadline, now heads to President Biden for his signature. The package drops aid for Ukraine, but does add money for U.S. disaster assistance. The Biden administration's plan to slash offshore oil and gas leasing is drawing fire from both sides of the issue.
The Interior Department has unveiled a congressionally mandated five-year plan for offshore oil drilling that includes just three sales. That's the lowest such number since 1980, and both the fossil fuel industry and environmentalists are upset. Energy companies say it will raise fuel prices, while environmental groups argue it undermines efforts to stop global warming. All three of the drilling sites are in the Gulf of Mexico. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The chair of the new Select Committee on the Strategic Competition between the U.S. and the Chinese Communist Party, Wisconsin GOP Representative Mike Gallagher, said last week's GOP presidential debate had a glaring void.
I think it was a missed opportunity to really push the candidates on what is their plan, not only for fixing a readiness crisis or succeeding where Trump failed in terms of rebuilding the Navy, but also fixing a recruitment crisis that is threatening the very existence of the all-volunteer force.
Meanwhile, speaking with the Salem News Channel, Gallagher, who is also the chair of the House Armed Services Subcommittee, says the CCP poses an existential threat to America in a number of ways. Militarily, economically, and through social media platforms like TikTok. Five people killed, five critically injured when a semi-truck carrying anhydrous ammonia caused a multi-car crash in central Illinois yesterday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Moshe Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Voters have cast ballots in Slovakia's parliamentary election.
In Bratislava, a voter puts her ballot in the ballot box. Another voter, Jaro Stanchik, tells the AP, these elections are crucial and critical, and it's about keeping liberal democracy. Former Prime Minister Robert Fico and his leftist Smer, or Direction Party, vowed to reverse Slovakia's military support for neighbouring Ukraine in Russia's war if his attempt to return to power is successful. Smer's main challenger is Progressive Slovakia, a liberal party formed in 2017 and led by Michal Šimečka, a member of the European Parliament. Fico, who has twice served as Prime Minister, opposes EU sanctions on Russia, doubts Ukraine can win the war, and wants to block Ukraine from joining NATO. I'm Karen Chamas.
More news at townhall.com. Baton Rouge police arrest three of their own.
They are charged with trying to cover up excessive force during a strip search inside a police bathroom. Chief Murphy Paul says his department does not tolerate misconduct nor any form of unethical behavior. The department is under intensifying scrutiny as the FBI has opened a civil rights probe into allegations that officers assaulted detainees in a warehouse known as the Brave Cave. The officers arrested were part of the since-disbanded street crimes unit that ran that warehouse. Jason Walker reporting.
A 66-year-old New York man who spent 18 years in prison for a murder he said he did not commit was found not guilty at a second trial. Second U.S. Court of Appeals said in its ruling DNA under the victim's fingernails was not his. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and Pavestone. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On a beautiful fall day, we hope that it's nice in your part of the country. And if you are inspired to take on some projects while the weather is so pleasant, we call this the Goldilocks season because it's not too hot, it's not too cold. We are here to help you get those jobs done. You can reach out with your questions, whether you're starting a project, whether you're stuck in the middle of the project, or whether you're planning a project, we would love to hear what you're working on. A couple of ways to get in touch with us, go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question for the fastest possible response, or you can use the old-fashioned phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, if you felt the chill of high heating bills last winter, the best way to lower costs and warm things up is by adding extra insulation right now. We're going to share the best place to add that insulation and the very common insulation mistake that so many home improvers make and can absolutely ruin your energy efficiency.
And also ahead, building a paver patio is a project that most DIYers can handle in a single weekend, but pavers don't have to be the size of bricks. Today, more and more homeowners are opting for a larger format paver called StepStones. We're going to walk you through that process just ahead.
And did you know that using a dishwasher instead of washing dishes by hand uses almost 40% less water and saves you $40 in energy costs? Leslie, I think a lot of folks don't believe that. They think it's completely the opposite. They think a dishwasher uses so much more water than doing it by hand, but it's just not the case. So we're going to share some tips on that and more ways to cut your cleaning costs.
But first, what project are you dreaming about tackling? We've got a great fall season ahead of us, lots of time to tackle a bunch of projects before that really cold weather sets in. So if you are dreaming about it, let us help you get that project done.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Natalie in Wisconsin's on the line and is having some issues with old windows. Tell us about the problem.
Hi, I have vinyl windows, which served us very well, but now that they're older and I want to raise them up, 5 or 6 inches, they won't stay there, so I have to brace them up or else they'll fall down and they are quite heavy. Do you have any recommendations?
So the window jams have springs in them, and the springs have obviously broken down. And the problem with vinyl windows is, unless it's a name brand where you can easily find parts, is that it's really almost impossible to get those fixed.
Okay.
And so I'm not going to have a really good solution for you here, Natalie. If it was an old wood window, we could talk about ways to deal with that. But because it's a vinyl window, it's already an upgraded window. And if the internal parts are breaking down, it's difficult to find repair parts for that.
Okay, yes, I have been trying, and I didn't have any luck so far.
Well, I mean, I would search online for the manufacturer and see if there are repair parts available, but short of that, it might be time to start thinking about new windows.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Sam in Idaho, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a length of cedar fencing someone gave me. I'm going to plant it. It's 10 or 12 years old, never been in the ground. I'm just curious if you would recommend treating the post.
Well, you can treat the post if you want to put like a wood life on it and make sure you get into the end grain. It'll help a little bit. But, I mean, the best way to stop that post from rotting is more about the installation. And what I would recommend is this. I would use a post hole digger to dig it the hole just slightly wider than the post itself. I would put about 4 inches of gray gravel stone in the bottom of the hole, set the post on top of that stone, and then use the rest of the stone to fill around the post and tamp it down. Now, you can use a tamping iron, or if you don't have a tamping iron, you can use the butt end of a 2x4 to do the same thing. But do not concrete those posts into the ground, because the concrete will hold a lot of water against the post that will cause rapid deterioration. If you just put the stone in, it'll be really, really strong, and it'll drain well. So that's the best way to preserve it.
Okay, guys, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Donna in Arkansas is on the line and has a noise issue. How noisy is that place?
Well, I don't know. It's my son and his roommate live in a duplex, and the common wall between their living rooms, they can hear the neighbors, and so I'm sure the neighbors can hear them. They were just wondering what they could do on that wall to block some of the noise.
What they would need to do requires a pretty significant addition to the existing wall. What they would do is they would have to put a second layer of drywall over the existing layer, and there's two options here. You can use a noise-resistant drywall. There's a couple of different brands of this out there. It basically has some sound deadening built into it. Or you can use a product called green glue, which is sort of like a gelatin-like adhesive, and you would apply that to the old wall, and then you would put new drywall over that, and that creates a noise barrier. And you also have to be very careful around the outlets and any openings in the wall, and they have to be sealed properly. And even after you do all of that, you will still probably get some sound through that wall. Unfortunately, soundproofing is harder to do after the fact than it is to do when you're building it from scratch. So not always the answer exactly that you want to hear, but that's really what it takes to try to soundproof the rooms in this situation.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate you taking our call.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime and let us know what you are working on at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And still to come, fall is here and winter is close behind. We're going to tell you about the single most important project you can do right now to warm up your home for a comfortable winter in today's Home Solutions Tip, presented by Angie, next.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, And with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this beautiful fall weekend? Perhaps you're just decorating for the holiday season. Maybe you are tackling a painting project or you're working on something inside because, quite frankly, the weather is amazing. So whatever you are working on, give us a call because we have got the answers. We can help you save money, time, and avoid all of those home improvement hassles that slow you down on the road to your dream house.
Reach out with your questions right now at moneypit.com/ask. Or follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, we've got Arthur in Tennessee on the line. He's dealing with a painting problem. What happened?
Not much. I'm working on a building in old downtown Johnson City, building the 1890s, and
Fantastic.
Trying to strip some brick.
Okay.
I've stripped part of the brick that was done in the 1950s and had good success, but this is older brick, and I'm not even sure. I think it was made on site, and it's solid and everything, but I wondered what kind of modern options were out there for getting paint off of brick.
What did you use to get the paint off of the 1950s brick?
I used a product called Peel Away, and it worked great.
Okay. And did you try the same product on the older brick?
I'm afraid to use it because it's got a rougher finish.
Well, that means you're going to have more binding of the paint to the surface. But what I would do is I would try it in an area that was perhaps a bit less conspicuous, you know, like not at eye level, maybe down towards the bottom or if there's any other area that you really don't care as much about. if you had good success with that particular product, I don't see any reason not to continue with it, at least to see what happens. Is this a product that is environmentally friendly, or do you find that it's pretty caustic?
It says it's biodegradable and a water-based product, but, you know, you do wear gloves and wear long sleeves, but it's amazing on how it works. I've had people come by and say, well, why aren't you using sandblasting or dry ice? And I didn't know if that is an option or.
Well, here's why you definitely can't use sandblasting, because those old bricks will be damaged by that process. And,
okay.
And it, you know, it's costly as well. So I would tell you, if the product that you're using is working well, I see no reason not to keep working with that. And I'm not really familiar with dry ice, but I can't imagine that that's very easy to use. Certainly, it's very difficult to handle and potentially dangerous as well.
Paint very well.
Yeah, I agree. I'd stick with what you're working on. If you got concerns about it, I would definitely try an inconspicuous area, whether that's the back of the building or the bottom of the building, you know, someplace that you don't care about as much. We always give that advice when you're using a product like this. And then just go on from there.
Okay. Hey, I really appreciate it, and I love your guys' show.
Well, thanks, Art. Good luck with that project, and congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a really beautiful building when you're done.
Lorna in Rhode Island is dealing with some flies at home. Tell us what's going on.
Fruit flies. They seem to be invading the kitchen, and I'm thinking they're heading for the garbage disposal area, but I'm not really sure.
I mean, are they coming up out of the garbage disposal?
No, they don't seem to be.
I mean, generally, if you think they're coming to the sink or from the sink, sometimes people will actually put some tape over that drain and just seal that off to see if they are coming from there. This way, if they're getting stuck on the underside, you know they're coming up from the drain, and then that would be a different approach.
Yeah, you could do that during the day. Say when you go out for the day, just cover the drain temporarily with the tape and keep an eye on it. And
great
the other
idea.
Things you could do is you could, if that's the case, then you could put some bleach down that drain, or maybe some OxyClean or something like that, and then cover the top of it. That tends to really sort of gas any that are sort of laying in there.
Oh, okay. So straight bleach or mixed with water or?
No, you could just put some straight bleach down there, or you could use OxyClean, the powdered bleach.
All right. Yeah, great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, with temperatures dropping, now is the best time to think about adding insulation to help lower those heating costs and improve your comfort. But if the thought of working in a dusty, cramped space while avoiding stepping right through the ceiling below just doesn't appeal to you, you're going to be glad to know that this can be a good project to hand off to a qualified contractor and be done for a relatively low cost.
We've got tips for using all sorts of insulation in today's Home Solution Tip presented by Angie. Now, first off, you really need to think about what kind of insulation you'd like to invest in. Now, Insulation Pros can help guide you because some of this is dependent upon how your home is built, but there are really just three common types. Now, spray foam insulation seals leaks and gaps inside existing walls and really is the perfect solution for those who are looking for a relatively inexpensive way to fix a larger problem while increasing their home's R value. Now, we use this on our home, and the results were really nothing short of amazing. The way it works is that an Insulation Pro will mix the foam and then spray it onto the rafters or the ceiling joists, where it expands to both insulate and seal at the same time.
Now, blown-in insulation, this is another option that's been popular for a lot of years in homes all over the U.S. It's usually made from cellulose, but it could also be made of fiberglass, and it has a higher than average R value, and it all depends on how deep you're blowing the insulation in. Now, the way it works is that there's a mechanical blower attached to a supply of cellulose, and then the pro essentially points where they want that insulation to go, and then they fill that cavity.
Now, lastly, fiberglass bats are among the most inexpensive ways to insulate your home, especially in an already open space like an attic. The important part about installing fiberglass bats, though, is to pay close attention to how they're installed. For attics, it's important to use unfaced fiberglass bats. You lay them perpendicular to the floor joist and be sure that the attic has enough ventilation to make sure it doesn't become damp and wet, which can make the insulation very ineffective. And if you want to avoid a real critical mistake, don't put that vapor barrier in upside down. If you put that vapor barrier in facing up, it's going to trap a lot of moisture in that insulation and it will render it completely useless. Very common mistake that I used to see done all the time in the many years I spent as a home inspector.
And that's today's home solution tip presented by Angie. Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple local pros so you can find the best price for your project. Download the Angie app today.
Hezekiah in Maryland, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a crawl space. It's about 4 foot high. And I had always have this moisture problem inside the house. I mean, the house fogs up. The windows fogs up real bad. And after doing some research, I don't know. I was assuming that it was my crawl space was doing it. So I went out and bought the vapor barrier to put underneath there, but I came up with this problem where I don't know how to secure it to the wall or how far up the wall I should put it, because I don't really want to puncture any more holes in that wall.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of reasons that you may have high humidity in the house. What I would suggest you do is to get a very thick Visqueen vapor barrier, lay it edge to edge in the crawl space, and let it overlap about 4 feet. I wouldn't worry so much about sealing it against the wall. Yeah, it'll make it a little bit better, but I think we can, it'll probably do an amazing job just by itself. But you don't want to stop there. You want to address the reason that the crawl space is so damp, and that's outside. Typically what happens is if the grade around the yard, especially right near the house, the first 4 to 6 feet is flat, you'll have a lot of water that will soak into that soil and work its way into the crawl space. The other thing is if your gutters are clogged, or if your downspouts are not extended away from the walls, typically downspouts will dump about a foot or two away from a foundation wall, and that's kind of silly because the water just does a U-turn and runs right back under the house. But if you were to extend those downspouts, make sure the gutters are nice and clean, and regrade the soil at the perimeter so that it slopes away, all of those things will reduce the amount of moisture that gets into the crawl space and hence up into the house, because the vapor will move up through the floor structure and get into the rest of the house. And then in the house, you could address ventilation in the attic by adding a ridge vent and a soffit vent, and that will kind of help flush it out. And essentially, you'll have a system that will move that moisture right through. But I wouldn't get too hung up on how to attach that plastic to the walls. I would just lay it down as best you can with as few seams as possible and then improve the grading and the drainage of the foundation perimeter. And I think you'll see a big difference just with those couple of things.
Oh, that sounds like a better idea than I had. And I was just trying to rack my brain figuring out how to secure it to the wall and how far up the wall I should go. But, I mean, I think I'll try what you said now and see if that works.
I'll give you one other trick, and that is that if it turns out you still have a lot of humidity in the crawl space, there is a type of vent fan that's designed to work in a crawl space. It actually fits in the space of a typical crawl space vent. And you can get these fans and have them hooked up to a humidistat, which is a humidity sensing switch. And then when the humidity gets high in the crawl space, the fan comes on and helps to pull in some dry air from the outside.
Oh, wow.
I would do that after you do everything else we're talking about, but that's just one other tip that you might be able to use, okay?
Is there any specific place you can get the humidistat on that vent fan from?
Well, the vent fans, you could find them online, and they come with humidistats, or you can order it, okay? It's kind of like the same kind of switch you might have for an attic fan, which I don't recommend, by the way, but it's humidity-based instead of temperature-based.
Oh, okay, all right. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and needs some help with a project. What are you working on?
I was listening to your program on Saturday, okay, and you were referring to galvanized nails rusting with siding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a similar problem. If I polyurethane the nail and paint over it, would that work or would it chip?
It will still rust through if you don't have the right kinds of nails. See, if you're talking about cedar siding, what you should have used, or the carpenter should have used, was a stainless steel nail. Those nails obviously won't rust. If they're standard galvanized nails, you do tend to get sort of a bleed through it. Now, if you refinish the siding and you stain it or paint it, then you prime it first, by the way, then you probably will do a pretty good job of stopping most of that from coming through. But if the problem generally happens when you want to stain it because you want to enjoy the grain of the wood, then it's really hard to cover it up.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Unless, of course, you go with rust-colored stain, right, Leslie?
You could do that.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Can't beat them, join them.
Exactly.
Good luck, Laura. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with local pros. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, paver patios are usually built of bricks, but today more and more homeowners are opting for a much larger type of paver called step stones. We're going to walk you through this new trend when the Money Pit returns. 888 Money Pit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Garden, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, building a paver patio is a project that most DIYers can handle in a single weekend. But pavers don't have to be the size of bricks. Today, in fact, more and more homeowners are opting for a large format paver that's called a stepstone.
Yeah, now these are 24 by 24. They come in a lot of colors and in some ways can be even easier to build than a traditional paver patio. With us to talk about that is Ted Woods from Pavestone. Ted, these wider format styles are becoming super popular. I mean, we see trends toward larger format tile, for example, inside the home, and now we're seeing more and more people going with those large format concrete stepping stones for patios, driveways, walkways. What are you guys seeing?
Well, I'll tell you what we're seeing. We've seen a lot of these coming out in commercial areas, seen in gathering areas, parks, restaurants, wineries. And once people see that there, then they kind of gravitate to, hey, I want that at my home. I really like that style. So we're starting to see more and more of these items in retail locations so the homeowners can come and get these easily. But that 24-inch, that large format, has really been popular over the last year and gaining popularity. We see people do so many different things with it. You can, you know, lay them down and cover a big area fairly quickly, and you don't have to do quite as much prep work, you know, as like for the smaller pavers. You can, it's a little easier to get a large area laid down for these. And also you can get a little more creative. We've got a couple different designs in that 24 by 24 inch paver and stepping stone. One's just a smooth but with a beautiful blended color. Our plants make some great earthy tones as well as the gray and granite kind of blends that are very popular right now. And then we also make some of those large ones with the little embossed lines on them. So when you lay them down, you get some great contemporary linear looks to it. So it's really fun to see what people come up with. Some will space it apart and put grass in between them or gravel just to give it a different look. Or some people may do just a simple project like putting their trash can, you know, parking it next to the edge of your garage. You can throw down a couple of these and your project's done in an hour.
I love all these options of design in this large format of 24-inch square because it kind of helps you extend your interior design style out of doors. You really can connect those dots from inside to outside.
Yeah, you know what surprised me about these large blocks, too, is, and even the large tile, is you would think that they don't work in small areas, but they actually make smaller patios look much bigger, the same way they make small bathrooms look huge when you have these large format tiles. So it's a really interesting sort of contradictory result. Most people wouldn't think that these large blocks are going to make a small area look large, but they do, and they're very elegant.
Yeah, I agree. The smaller ones give you a lot more lines that your eye catches, and these bigger ones are just wide open, you know, pieces of the concrete, and it's usually in a nice blended color. So it just looks fantastic when you're looking at it.
So let's talk about the installation. It seemed to me that these are going to be a bit easier to install than a regular paver brick. First of all, there's fewer of them. And secondly, they're a little more tolerant to maybe some prep mistakes. Maybe you don't quite get the base as solid as you would like to get it. And it seems to me that they're going to be more tolerant and stay flatter and more stable over the years.
The smaller pavers, there's a little more emphasis put on that base material and getting that in there and compact it down. With these, you still want to do that and get it, you know, as smooth as possible, level it out. You don't want these tipping or having some point where you could have weight on there that might crack it down the road. But, yeah, generally as a rule, you see people not having to go as deep with that base material on these. And then as you lay them down, you know, you can, buddy system usually on the 24-inch squares, laying those down, and you can make pretty good time just button them up against one another and going.
Now, Ted, when you're installing, is there anything specific we have to do? Is there a frame or anything I have to use first to kind of keep my pattern and everything sort of inset and stable?
Yeah, a common mistake is that people think, man, these pavers are so big that they're not going to move, but you'd be amazed that they will slide out over time. So people need to use some sort of edge restraint. There's plastic versions, aluminum ones. You can buy them at stores. They're usually in a six-foot piece that you hide. They're almost hidden. They catch the bottom half of the paver that you're using along the edges, and it tacks it down with like a landscape spikes along there. But then those get covered back up with the earth or the grass right there. But they hold that whole project together. So it's kind of one area you do want to make sure and take the time and do that when you're finishing it up.
Ted Woods from Pavestone, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit, filling us in on the new large format paver blocks. I can't wait to get some projects lined up here where I can test those out. Thanks again, Ted.
Thanks for having me.
Ted Woods from Pavestone, thank you so much for sharing this trend with the Money Pit. Coming up, the Department of Energy reports that dishwashers are the least used home appliance, which drives up household water use and energy costs. I think a lot of people have this backwards as to what uses more water and energy. We're going to share more cost-cutting cleaning tips when the Money Pit returns.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, the mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. 1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
You've got the Money Pit, and we are sharing a ton of advice for fun projects this fall season, from decorating and decor on the inside, even on the outside, getting all those Halloween decorations and autumn looks up and running, to all kinds of projects inside. Whatever it is you are working on, guys, we are here to help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
We've got Jim from Illinois on the line who needs some help with a deck project. What's going on?
Yeah, I've got an older deck. It's at least 10 years old, and I haven't taken care of it like I should. And so it's starting to wear, and obviously it's pretty dirty. So my question is, power wash it only, and then use some type of a treatment, or what do you recommend?
So is the deck structurally okay? Is it just sort of like cracked and checked from exposure to the sun? What's its condition now?
Structurally, it's really good. And I've actually replaced a few of the deck boards in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But, yep. You know, when it rains, water kind of ponds on it. And, again, it's not draining like it should. So I definitely need some kind of treatment on it, I believe.
So what you could do is, first of all, you can go ahead and pressure wash it, but gently, okay, just to make sure you're getting any surface dirt sort of out of that. And there's some deck wash products that make it a little bit easier to do this. You kind of scrub it down with a brush a little bit first, and then you rinse it off. You don't want to go too aggressive, though, especially with an older deck, because you're going to wear away more of that wood than you want to. Then you want to let it dry really, really well, like a couple of days in the sun at least. Maybe like do it one weekend, and the next weekend plan on doing your staining. And then in terms of finish, you have some options there, but I would recommend, considering the age, doing a solid color stain, because it has a lot of pigment in it. It'll soak in really, really well. It will be, you'll still see the grain and the boards and such, but the stain really will work its way in terrifically and really protect it for, you know, the next 3 to 5 years. If you take your time and do it right, it's really going to last. And you will find that it's a lot easier to put stain on a deck if you spray it. Now, you can purchase a very inexpensive paint sprayer these days. I mean, they start at around $50, $75. Look at one of those Wagner Control Pro models, or rent one. But you'll find that it's hugely easier when you do it with a sprayer, because a deck is like so tricky to get into all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, I agree completely. Especially where there's cracking, I mean, the paint can get down there better if it can be sprayed in, I believe.
Yeah, you'll save a lot of time, too, and a lot of backache.
All right, well, I need that. I appreciate it.
Okay, Jim, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Well, the U.S. Department of Energy reports that dishwashers are the least used home appliance. It's my favorite appliance, I'm going to say. I can't imagine that people don't use them. Of the 90 million U.S. households with a dishwasher, nearly 20%, that's 17 million households, say they never use it over the course of a year. Not even Thanksgiving?
Wow.
Not ever? Come on, guys.
Yeah, and that's a very costly mistake, because cleaning a load of dishes in a dishwasher uses 37% less water than washing by hand, saving the average household nearly 5,000 gallons of water per year. And if you do use a dishwasher instead of hand washing, you can also cut your annual energy costs by more than $40, and that's all according to Energy Star.
Now, you can actually save even more when you use the dishwasher if you do the following. Scrape your dishes instead of rinsing them before you load them into the dishwasher. Pre-rinsing your dishes actually uses up to 20 gallons of water. So again, just stick it right in the dishwasher. Just make sure you scrape all the junk off.
That's what it's designed to do.
Seriously, that's what it does. Only run that dishwasher when there's a full load, and use shorter washing cycles for those lightly soiled dishes. There's a lot of options on that machine. You can pick and choose the type of wash that you give those dishes. And use a rinsing agent and the air dry setting rather than that heated drying cycle, unless you're in a rush. But definitely that air drying plus the rinsing agent, it's great, and it works just as well as the dried.
Absolutely. Now, if your dishwasher is an older one, or if it needs a repair and you're going to purchase a new one, make sure it's Energy Star certified. Energy Star dishwashers use less energy and less water than standard models, and this way you can use them with confidence, including the 17 million of you that have one but don't use it. If it's Energy Star, go ahead. You can use it. It's fine. We say so.
Anne's doing some work in the kitchen and looking to add an undermount sink, but the counter is wood. Tell us about this project.
Well, I was more looking for your opinion of whether I should use a wood countertop for an undermount sink. I know they've got some pretty good hardwood countertops that may or may not be, but I'm looking for the long haul. We're at an age where we're going to be retiring within the next few years, and I don't want to have to replace something.
Well, first of all, you're talking about a wood kitchen countertop here or a bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
For both, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're looking for a low-maintenance countertop, you should not be looking at wood. It's going to be a huge amount of work to take care of. Under-mounted sink or not, it's a lot of work. You know, you're going to seal it and you're going to varnish it. And I don't know if you want to have an area for chopping, but that's a whole other set of circumstances in terms of how you treat that, because the finish has to be non-toxic. But it is a lot of work. So if you're looking for maintenance free, I would definitely not suggest that. Leslie, what do you think are probably the easiest to care for countertops these days?
I mean, I love a natural stone countertop, but are they the easiest to take care of? Not so much. I mean, the composite stones out there, there's a couple of different brands that you can see. There's quartz, there's quartzite. They're beautiful, they're durable, they're easy to maintain, and they come in a variety of price points as well. I think when you go with a solid surface like that, it's much better for an undermount sink as far as maintenance and durability. And then if you go with a quartzite product, there's so many different, you know, colors, tones, sort of textures to choose from, that you'll be able to find something in your price point in a look that you like.
I'm just looking to push the crumbs into the sink.
I hear you. Well, you can have an under countertop, and that's fine. It's just that, you know, I think you called us because you want to know if that was a good installation, but then when you mentioned you're trying to look for something that's maintenance free, I'm telling you, wood is a ton of work to take care of.
It's so pretty, though.
It is pretty.
Especially with creamy white cabinets.
Yeah, well, listen, you can have some beautiful wood cabinets, but the countertop, I would definitely not go with wood.
Okay.
Good luck, Ann. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime. We can help you with all of those projects that you are tackling, thinking about tackling, dreaming of tackling, whatever it is, we can lend a hand. So you can reach us at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Are you looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, with interest rates at record highs, many potential first-time buyers are ready to rent rather than buy. We're going to share some tips on key things that you need to know before you take that step. Next.
You live in a money pit.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. when our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions right now by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button.
Carol wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I've tried many things to keep mold from forming on my bathroom painted walls, like an exhaust fan, dehumidifiers, etc., but I just can't keep it free of mold. Is there something that I can use to cover the walls that I can wipe off easily? It's a small bathroom, and I don't really want to tile the walls and have to deal with cleaning the grout.
Ah, so Carol sounds like she's looking for a totally maintenance-free bathroom. Be nice if that existed, didn't it?
It's like in the Jetsons. Do you remember that? They'd shower in the room, and then the whole thing would spray itself down and, like, fold up into a wallet.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Now, most people will use the bathroom, turn on the exhaust fan, leave the bathroom, and turn off the fan, turn off the lights, and so on. The trick is that you need to leave it running for at least 10 or 15 minutes after you leave that room. That's what really will move all of that moisture out and let the walls start to dry and therefore not form mold. The other way to do that is instead of a timer, you can use an exhaust fan that has a humidistat built into it. A humidistat is basically a humidity sensing switch, does exactly the same thing. But one way or the other, you've got to extend the time that you're running that exhaust fan. Now, as far as covering the walls, there are certainly tub enclosures available in a wide variety of pricing. Leslie, what's your take on this? I mean, I've seen them made from plastic all the way up to Corian. You know, they can cost a couple $100 or a couple of $1,000.
I mean,
right?
They can, and some of them really look fantastic. And I love the fact that you're completely changing the look of the space in a short amount of time. You do lose, like, a little bit of space in that area, but they can be great. They can be easy to clean, and they definitely, you know, you'll find something in a variety of price points. It's definitely a good solution short of tiling everything.
With record interest rates, many potential first-time homeowners are choosing to rent rather than buy. If you're getting ready to rent an apartment, there are many things to consider outside of just those four walls. Leslie tells you what you need to know to make the best choice in where you live in this edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, moving is really a big step, especially if it's your first time doing so. So choosing the best rental is key, but you have to make sure that you're thinking about the commute and the neighborhood. They are both equally important. I remember when I got my first apartment when I was like 22 years old, my grandpa was like, drive by it at the night, drive by it in the day, see what it's like, make sure you're comfortable in that spot. So you've got to think about a lot of things. But first of all, let's talk about driving distance. It could be the best apartment ever, but if it's like a half an hour or more of a commute to your school or your job or whatever it is, that drive or however you're getting to and from is going to get old quick. So distance doesn't have to be the deciding factor in the choosing of your apartment, but it does matter. So make sure you're considering that because it means time spent on the road every day, money spent on gas or some sort of public transportation, and that could potentially strain your budget even further. Also, what do the traffic patterns look like around the neighborhood that you're considering? If you've got a car, is there reasonable parking places? If you don't have a car, what's that access to the public transportation? How long is it going to take you to get to work, whether you're using that public transportation or you're getting yourself there on your own? And also, don't forget to think about the local shops, the grocery stores, the restaurants, the bars, the social activities, all of that stuff. Really examine that neighborhood. It's going to tell you a lot about the atmosphere and whether or not it's a place where you really want to live.
There's so much to consider, and you're not always going to get it right, but you can try your hardest to do so. If you want some more tips, check out the 8 things you need to know before getting your first apartment on MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're a big drinker of bottled water, you may have noticed that the price never seems to go down. If you're ready for a healthy alternative to the cost and all the waste, we're going to share tips on whole house water filters that both save money and deliver great tasting water on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden says Congress averting a government shutdown is what he calls good news, even though the temporary funding bill didn't meet his full request.
With just a few hours to spare, Congress approved a short-term bill to keep federal agencies open. The president welcomed the news, saying in a statement that House and Senate lawmakers prevented an unnecessary crisis that would have inflicted needless pain on millions of Americans. However, he's upset that House Republicans tried to walk away from a budget agreement he made with Speaker McCarthy, and he's calling on lawmakers to pass new aid for Ukraine, which the temporary measure does not include. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A military jet carrying the body of California Senator Dianne Feinstein landed in her hometown of San Francisco Saturday night. The long-serving senator died Thursday at the age of 90. No plans have been released yet about a funeral. The UAW is spreading its picket lines to dozens of facilities across the country.
The UAW's targeted strikes against General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford began at select plants after the union's contract with the companies expired at midnight 2 weeks ago. The union vowed to grow the walkouts if it did not receive what it calls substantially improved contract offers, and the picket lines are getting bigger. UAW President Sean Fain said the strike will spread to 7,000 more workers at a Ford plant in Chicago and a GM assembly factory near Lansing, Michigan. Bob Agnew reporting.
California will not be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike. Now, while state lawmakers passed a bill to make California the third state to do this, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed it Saturday. Newsom says he rejected the bill because the fund that the state uses to pay the unemployment benefits is in debt. Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
a 21st century roundup of bison.
South Dakota cowboys and cowgirls are rounding up a herd of more than 1,500 bison as part of an annual effort to maintain the health of the species, which has rebounded from near extinction. Visitors came from around the world and watched the thundering woolly creatures run over hills and grasslands Friday. Officials say Custer State Park hosts the nation's only bison roundup. The animals are corralled to be vaccinated and checked by vets. Ecologists estimate the park's grasslands can sustain about 1,000 bison over the next year. The park will auction off the others. About 400 calves are born each year in the park. Keith Peters reporting.
The first snowfall of the season hitting the central Sierra Nevada, including Yosemite National Park, where as much as 10 inches is possible at the highest elevations. This while parts of the country still in the 80s and the 90s as summer lingers on in the Southwest. More at townhall.com. Michigan judges get new rules.
The Michigan Supreme Court orders all judges to address people in court by the pronouns they choose. The statewide rule, approved by a 5-2 vote, goes into effect on January 1st. The rule will still allow judges to avoid pronouns and refer to someone by their role in the case, such as attorney or plaintiff, followed by a last name. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The largest dam removal project in U.S. history underway up in the Northwest. It's along the border between California and Oregon. Four dams on the Klamath River were first built decades ago to generate electricity, but they also disrupted the river's flow and the life cycle of salmon, which are culturally and spiritually important to some Native American tribes in the area. The dams are scheduled to be completely removed by the end of 2024 at a cost of about $500 million. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, where we have outraged governors of and mayors, Democratic Party, with the President of the United States and the border. I never thought that I would be broadcasting what seems like a border city, but I actually am, because it has become one of the top issues. It's on the cover of, like, every New York Post. Today, especially, they're doing selfies at the border. These people are supposed to be refugees to come in here with horrific stories. Instead, they're coming here in basically Under Armour outfits or Joe Biden campaign T-shirts. It's incredible. In a matter of moments, we're going to be talking with Doug Schoen at bottom of the hour. The always funny. You see him on Gutfeld, Jamie Lissau. We're also monitoring the impeachment hearings, the inquiry hearings that are taking place right now. Jonathan Turley's here. Is now speaking, and so is a North Carolina, University of North Carolina professor who does not think this inquiry should be taking place. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Hunter Biden explicitly wrote to a business associate that he was not willing to, quote, sign over my family's brand or give this individual, quote, the keys to my family's only asset.
Impeachment inquiry officially begins today as they learn more and more about the millions that Hunter earned and now is missing. We have interaction showing that he's asking Jim, Uncle Jim, for a loan.
Number two.
To the striking workers, I support you in your goal of fair wages and greater stability, but
If your union leaders will not demand that Crooked Joe repeal his electric vehicle mandate immediately, then it doesn't matter what hourly wage you get.
Yeah, what hourly wage he means to say get, because your job's going to be gone, because you don't not need it to make electric cars. Donald Trump, the far-ahead front-runner, takes his team to Michigan, where he is trying to get past UAW union management and right to the blue-collar worker. Will he be successful and win back Michigan again, or would he have been better off at the Reagan Library last night?
Number one.
This is infuriating because TikTok is one of the most dangerous social media apps that we could have. And what you've got, I honestly, every time I hear you, I feel a little bit dumber for what you say.
That is pretty funny. A lot of people thought it was too abrasive. Debate two is through. What do we learn? Where do we go from here? Who are the thrivers and survivors? A man that's been through it all, veteran politician, political insider himself. He's a pollster, former advisor to the Clintons, as well as Michael Bloomberg, Doug Schoen. Hey, Doug, welcome back.
Brian, thanks so much for having me.
First off, I'm looking at the inquiry on one hand, and I'm looking at Donald Trump in Michigan, and I'm looking at the debate last night. Who's benefiting more? Who do you think Trump did the right thing as a front runner to go to Michigan and not to Simi Valley?
Given what I saw on that debate stage, and given how all over the lot the Republicans were, I think he did. You know, he's up 40 points. It turned into a scream-a-thon. There were lots of back-and-forth attacks. I don't think Donald Trump would have served his interest by going, and frankly, my take when people ask me after the debate who won, the winner of that debate, as with the first, was Donald J. Trump.
Who got the most speaking time? DeSantis, 12.5. Then Ramaswamy, 11.50, then Scott, then Christie, then Pence, then Haley, then Burgum. The top subjects, border security was number one, got 5 minutes and 50 seconds. Government spending, okay, 4.46. Education, 4.20. Foreign policy, 4.12. Race, 3 minutes. Illegal drugs, 2.59. The economy, 2.43. That shocked me because the economy is really number one on almost every people list, correct?
It is, and I would have thought Fox Business would have focused more finely. They did, to be fair, talk about inflation, and they did reference briefly the economy. But the top question I expected was, what are your specific plans to grow this economy and to avoid the kind of chaos we've had with Joe Biden?
And so far, you would label it chaos, or are you looking at that from Republican perspective? Do you like it? Do you label that, Doug?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you've got inflation is up 18% since he took office. Gas prices are skyrocketing. Grocery prices are skyrocketing. More and more people are having a tough time making a go of it. More and more people are living paycheck to paycheck, and more people are rating their own economic circumstances as negative. Brian, from where I come from, that's chaos.
Here's what Governor DeSantis says. He desperately wants Trump on the stage. Cut six.
The people in Washington are shutting down the American dream with their reckless behavior. They borrowed, they printed, they spent, and now you're paying more for everything. They need to change what's going on. And where's Joe Biden? He's completely missing in action from leadership. And you know who else is missing in action? Donald Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight.
And the crowd did cheer after that. But to me, my analogy seems to be, and it's not in my interest of my network, even though we had 13 million last time, and I think we'll probably get a lot this time, too, close to that. And that's huge in this diverse TV network. I think you'll agree. But I almost think it's like winning the division and then playing the wild card game. Why? Why play the wild card game? Especially because you could lose to a hot second place team.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the first rule I learned in politics when I started as a young man, Brian, was, as a shrewd politician, you never expose yourself to controversy where there's a lot more downside than upside. And when you're up 40 points and everybody's going to gun at you, and people like Chris Christie and now Ron DeSantis are taking direct shots, why show up? Let them argue among themselves. And frankly, I don't think as a group they look particularly good.
So when I look at the UAW strike, I think it's fascinating. Normally you just say, okay, Democrats are for the unions and the Republicans are for non-unions or management. But now it's everything's gradually flipped. It must be fascinating for you, where it seems that more and more blue-collar workers see eye-to-eye with Republicans. And Donald Trump had to work with unions his whole life. He's not naturally anti-union. But now the nugget, the thing that's a little different now, is the rise of the electric car. And that is solely on the shoulders, and Joe Biden wouldn't deny it, of Joe Biden, subsidized by the Biden administration. That puts him at odds with UAW, doesn't it?
It puts them at odds with UAW. It's 4% of the market, tops. 96% of the market is based on fossil fuels. And the Democrats, as you point out correctly, Brian, are sinking with blue-collar workers. And this emphasis on electric cars is only going to continue and exacerbate that decline. So my party has a terrible, terrible crisis it's facing, and I don't think 12 minutes of Joe Biden on the picket line is going to change things one bit.
So, Doug, you are not, even though you're a Democrat, you never dug in, no pun intended. Joe Biden seems to be doing worse every day. There seems to be problems with every speech, seems to be problems with every message that he puts out. People worry about him falling downstairs again. Word comes out in Axios that he takes walking lessons. On the side, he's down the baby stairs on the plane, and when he goes to ad lib after spending 13 minutes with strikers, he goes to a fundraiser. No interviews, no pressers. We've never been down this road before like this. Watching Gavin Newsom last night, knowing that Pritzker wants to get in, Polis possibly would get in. You have Governor Murphy would get in. Senator Cory Booker probably thinks that last time was an anomaly, he'll get in. Do you see something changing over the next month or two?
See, I think you didn't mention the most likely person to get in, and I think that's Kamala Harris. And what I suspect Joe Biden will do if he pulls out, and it's an if, but if he pulls out, he will wait until Christmas, stay out of lame duck status as long as possible, and effectively anoint Kamala. If in early to mid-January he says that he won't be a candidate, and it'll be pretty darn tough for any of those governors to take her on, given her institutional position, her fundraising advantage, and the power of the black leadership in the Democratic Party.
So why is it that I watched a young Barack Obama, I think 42 years old, just jump in on Hillary Clinton and didn't care that everybody in the establishment was upset? Why is it that in the 80s, Ted Kennedy said, I don't care about the institution, I'm jumping in. That Ronald Reagan jumped in on Gerald Ford. Why is it that these younger men or women, Whitmer and company, feel reluctant to jump in at a guy that's not just unpopular, he seems unable to do the job? What am I missing?
Well, you're missing the fact that it is very expensive to run a campaign. It takes an enormous amount of time to put together a campaign. And it's one thing to say they should jump in. It's another thing, and I've been through at least two, if not more, presidential campaigns. It is very, very challenging to do it, and it's a lot easier to talk about than to actually accomplish. And when somebody has a head start, like an incumbent president does, as Jimmy Carter had in 1980, and Kamala Harris, if she be the nominee or prospective nominee in 2024, will have, and indeed Al Gore had in the year 2000 when he was challenged by Bill Bradley. So knocking off incumbents, insiders, is a real challenge.
So it's going to be interesting because President Trump went to Michigan. His instincts were great. President Biden followed and made it Tuesday to beat him by a day. But he was on the ground with a piece of oak tag and a 2x4 picketing, pretending to, or speaking to them on a bullhorn. Donald Trump went and spoke to them personally. Here's a little of his message. Cut 26.
Sure. Every time Joe Biden and the UAW's political leadership talk about a fair transition to all electric cars, American labor will be under siege. It's not going to work for you. It can't work.
He went on to say this, cut 27.
By the time this battle is over, the rusted out factories will not be here in Michigan. They'll be in Beijing, Shanghai, and other parts of the world. Taking it back. We're taking it back.
And the rare earth has got to come from China or a China-owned subsidiary because they've been locking up the rare earth for the last decade or so. So his message is pretty crisp and pretty direct, and I think would resonate, don't you think?
I do think it's resonating. And, you know, the Democratic Party has now devolved to become an East Coast and West Coast party, appealing largely to financial and political elites.
So I want you to hear what Joe Manchin said, who's got his hands full if he does try to run and keep that Senate seat, with Governor Jim Justice about 20 points ahead of him in very red West Virginia. Listen to what he said when asked about Joe Biden.
If the election were being held today, would you vote for Joe Biden for re-election?
Well, I never thought about that because I have not gotten to that point yet. I think there's an awful lot to be sorted out before we
so
even
you're not
come
saying
down
yes.
to
it. You're not saying yes, you would vote for him for re-election today.
I'm not saying yes or no on this. I'm just saying that I'm looking at the state of my country, where I believe that we need to be.
So read between the lines, Doug Schoen.
He's still considering running as a no-labels candidate against Joe Biden, so he's not going to say he's for him. He's already said he's not really a Democrat anymore. And he knows that he has two bad choices, running against Biden, potentially dividing the Democratic vote and probably not winning, or running against Justice and starting 20 points down. Both are not ideal choices for Joe Manchin.
So if Cornel West gets in, and you think he is, and stays.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, if no labels put something together, if Trump and Biden, they said they're definitely going to deal with it. I think they're, you would know better than me, but I hear they're on all 50 states or close. If they get in, is there any school of thought that it hurts anyone more than the Democrat, which would be Joe Biden?
No, and if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. also considers a candidacy on the Libertarian ticket, which he is apparently doing, that would further make it difficult for Joe Biden to emerge victorious.
Would Mike Bloomberg consider joining the no labels ticket?
I don't think he is at all considering that. He had his chance to run in 2020. He did everything he could to elect Joe Biden. He is focusing now on his business and his philanthropy.
So I guess that's a no, but he did meet with Zelensky. Maybe Zelensky was getting some advice about rebuilding his country.
And I'm very glad that he did that, and it shows the breadth and depth of Mayor Bloomberg's philanthropic commitment.
Doug Schoen, go get him. Thanks so much.
Brian, thank you always.
You got it. All right, listen, right now we're going to bring, when we come back, I'm going to bring you some highlights from what's going on right now with the impeachment inquiry. You got a lawyer there at the University of North Carolina who thinks they shouldn't be having this inquiry. You got Jonathan Turley, who says a strong case to have just that because there's so much more to learn. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. A lot going on. So glad you're here.
Want even more, Brian? Download the podcast at BrianKilmeadeShow.com. Every episode, exclusive interviews on demand. More of Kilmeade coming up.
Statements and information are for educational purposes only and are not a solicitation for the purchase of any insurance or financial product. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the insurer, paid for by bank on yourself.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. You've been lied to by the Wall Street fat cats who get paid whether you win or lose. They say risk your life savings in the stock market, but studies show people who follow that advice will outlive their savings by a staggering 10 years. They say max out your contributions to 401ks, but the man who invented the 401k now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. They say defer paying your taxes to retire in a lower tax bracket, but retirees who fell for that lie are paying higher taxes than ever. Now get a free report exposing the wealth-killing lies you've been told and discover the proven retirement plan alternative Wall Street fat cats hope you never hear about. You can get guaranteed competitive growth every year and tax-free retirement income. Get your free report now at bankonyourself.com/thrive. That's bankonyourself.com/thrive. bankonyourself.com/thrive.
ad paid for by the tax resolvers. COVID-19 was tough on businesses. If you experienced a negative impact to your business during the pandemic, then you need to pay attention. There are some new powerful incentives that have been created specifically for businesses impacted by COVID-19. One such program is the Employee Retention Credit. Its tax incentive could bring you some serious cash back to your business. Even if you received a PPP loan in 2020 or 2021, you were still permitted to receive this credit. There are many ways to be eligible, and taking advantage of this tax credit doesn't need to be complicated. We made it easy for you by doing the legwork to maximize the amount of your refund due. Call us today at 800-611-7172, and we'll set your business up to take full advantage of the Employee Retention Tax Credit. That's 800-611-7172. Again, 800-611-7172. We'll get the ball rolling on getting you and your business some much-needed relief, but time is limited to file a claim. So call 800-611-7172.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A stranger's gift to a child battling cancer in the UK makes the Dean's List. Siobhan Bond was in a mall with her daughter Indy, who has leukemia and is currently in the middle of her chemo treatment. A man came up to Siobhan and said that he too had a son that dealt with cancer and would it be okay to give her daughter a gift. He handed Indy a 100-pound note and told the family his son is doing well and in his 10th year of remission. Siobhan posted a note of gratitude on social media, confessing they were all in tears and hugging one another. She says that for a minute, someone knew exactly how I felt. Meanwhile, Indy, her daughter, was so excited to use the gift, but it was the man's words of encouragement that gave them both hope. Siobhan says she wishes she had gotten the man's name and information. She just wants to thank him again because it was a reminder that compassion and kindness can make such a difference in a person's life. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeVorca with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Academy of Country Music Honors host Carly Pierce.
Third time hosting ACM Honors, so tell me about the best part of this job now and what you've learned about hosting over these years.
I mean, the best part is that I get to exercise, for lack of a better word, another part of my passion, which is hosting. I think what people maybe wouldn't know is it's kind of hard to carry a show, and this is a very informative show about a lot of industry execs and artists and their accolades, so to get all of those things right and articulate them correctly is a little bit hard.
Yes, I'm sure, but you got it down now.
I think third time's a charm. We'll see.
After ACM Honors, Pierce has a fall headlining run. She has new music to take with her, too, like her single, Country Music Made Me Do It.
I feel like it's autobiographical to me, but also you can kind of insert your own story into it. And so for me, I mean, country music made me chase this crazy dream. It made me make a lot of really smart decisions in my life, and it's made me make a lot of stupid decisions in my life.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The shortening intervals between impeachments should be a cause of concern and circumspection for all the members on both sides. And I want to emphasize what it is that we're here today for. This is a question of an impeachment inquiry. It is not a vote on articles of impeachment. In fact, I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment. That is something that an inquiry has to establish. But I also do believe that the House has passed the threshold for an impeachment inquiry into the conduct of President Biden.
Especially with all the headwinds they've had as they try to find out why you have shell companies, why you had certain meetings, where the money is, and why even the National Archives won't cooperate. That is Jonathan Turley, and the impeachment inquiry has begun. And I think it's a sincere investigation, which they had to go to these lengths because nothing seems to be working to get people to be totally candid, but they're starting to get people to come in. Just a quick note, Teddy and Booker T, my book comes out November 7th. I think you guys are going to love it. I do American Icons, Blaze the Path to Racial Equality. Just two people you don't hear enough about and how they work together to bring us through a very important time. I put together all my books into a show on stage. Well, we have little scenes that we put together that we have fun interacting with the audience. We also talk about Fox and take your questions, and Fox Nation is going to be a part of it. They're going to stream one of the events. And I'm going to be in Red Bank, New Jersey, November 9th at the Vogel. And I'll be in Huntsville, Alabama, November 18th at Mark Smith Center. And then on the 19th in Montgomery, so the next day, followed by Pittsburgh, Holland, Michigan. You'll see it all there on BrianKilmeade.com. You can just go get tickets, and you'll get a book with every ticket. Let's go to Kyle in Illinois. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going, Brian?
Hey, good. You don't think we should be supporting Ukraine?
Absolutely not.
So we should just let Russia just take every country they want, even if they're allies of ours?
If Ukraine's an ally or Russia's an ally.
You don't think Ukraine's an ally of ours?
No, I do not.
Then you think you're getting bad information.
I don't think so. And so you previously stated that Russia has lied to its troops. Now, I served over 8 years in the military. I still talk to people who are one of the guys I know. He's ready about to retire. He's still on active duty. We all have the same conclusion.
Can I get some, Kyle? I appreciate your service. Just real quick, because we're coming up against a break. You really believe Ukraine and Russia, you can't figure who our ally is?
Hey, they stood up on a stage and lied to us and told us there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
One thing, would you believe that Russia and Ukraine are they're equal? No answer.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding a refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen and ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Avileski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reddit. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
We get a lot of, you know, good support. Sure. And lately, Brian Kilmeade's been great. But even this morning, Brian Kilmeade was actually... very good. He's actually changed.
I mean, still watch it a lot then?
I watch it, yeah.
So that was from what, Allison? What was that?
It was from an interview Trump did earlier in the week, but he was singing your praises, Brian.
You know, the thing is, it makes me feel as though he thinks that if I agree with him, I'm doing great. If I disagree, I'm not. He just hates unfairness. Mm. Because even when he was mad at me, so I was like, we'd still talk. And we just disagree. I think that he should find a difference between disagreeing and not being fair. I mean, I think the line has been so blurred.
It has, but that's also how he rolls. But did you like that? I played that so we can press Jamie.
Oh.
I was honestly very impressed.
Jamie Lissau is here.
Did you, when you heard that, do you know him well enough now? I don't know your relationship with Trump. But I got some, didn't you guys get chills in the other? I heard that and I went, that is so cool. He did throw in one. Actually, he's actually pretty good. So, but it was a huge compliment.
Right.
But I was like, oh, that's really. How does that feel when you hear that?
Well, put it this way. I think it's good, but it also worries me a little bit because I'm just being me. We know he probably watches and we know he gets disappointed, but we disagree on a bunch of things. And I'm thinking when that comes up.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you know, he came up one time and he just goes, well, George Bush lied about Iraq. And I go, no, he didn't lie about Iraq. I go, and I'll tell him like this. He's like, well, Brian's being bad to me. I don't know what happened with you. I'm like, excuse me. I just disagree with you. I'm not being bad with you. So, like, you and I have not had a disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
But if it did, I hope it wouldn't hurt our relationship. If I have a disagreement with the president, it will hurt our relationship.
I think that's true.
Right.
Also, what I think if you won't affect, it doesn't affect anything.
the country.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It wouldn't affect the country as much.
It doesn't affect the country, your career, nothing.
Right.
It has nothing to do with it.
I think
it
would be
pressure.
A little bit. Because then I'd get, we keep calling Jamie to come in and do radio, nothing. Right? That will affect my show and my future and ultimately my renewal.
You're actually very good today on the radio.
Big change. Big change the other day.
Oh, you're great. I thought that was really cool. I think that's cool.
Right, yeah.
But I see what you're saying. So you think Trump...
I'm just being myself. I'm not...
Right.
And the thing is, I watch the other channels, and I see they don't give him at all a fair shot. And what happened when he was president, Jamie, we didn't even know each other then. So let's say he goes out and he's, Kim Jong-un, he's going to have a meeting with him. He flies back and he had like a series of great interviews at the UN. They start making progress on this China deal. Every time there was something, they'd be like, more revelations in the Mueller report, more revelations with Ukraine. That phone call has really come. We got somebody else that stepped forward. Mm-hmm. Somebody else used to work there. Now they're writing a book. And I'm saying to myself, every time this guy did anything good, they're like, we're going to find something to pull it back. And it made it seem like Arthur Fiedler. Who was not Arthur Treacher, who does Fish and Chips, but Arthur Fiedler was a great conductor, that someone is doing that to make sure he doesn't get traction, and he still was en route to re-election. So that makes me, when I watch that, I go, I get it. And then when he turns on our channel and he feels we're not giving him a fair shot, which is disagreeing, that's when he goes off. Because does it hurt you more when a friend does something to you or a stranger?
Friend. Friend, you're right. And I think when one of my favorite things Trump ever did was when I don't even know what they were asking him questions about. It could have been anything. But when he said, I'll go on your station and I will answer anything you want, but you cannot edit the feed. You have to air it as I speak because he knows they're going to. You could cut up anything we just said and make us both look bad. You could play anything, and make it look a certain way. So I thought that was very brilliant. That made me feel like this guy just wants to be heard as he speaks.
Right. Quick comedy question.
Uh-huh.
You got the debates.
Mm-hmm.
You got with the impeachment inquiry. You got
you
the election.
You and Trump or the other stuff?
Not me. Trump. Yeah, okay. Not Trump.
I think what, your disagreements.
You tell me how you're writing now on your Kindle.
Yeah, it's a Kindle Scribe. It's
Kindle Scribe. You might be selling it. Are you selling it? That's how much you love it.
Can I say something, Brian? I am in love with a girl now, and I'm in love with the Kindle Scribe. No one wants to hear about either of them. People are so. My phone has never gone to voicemail more. Than when I want to tell them about things. So I can't stop about it.
Have you ever thought to yourself, what if she asked you to make a choice? Her or the Kindle Scribe?
It could happen.
Right. And then...
It's tough, man.
Go to a commercial and think about it. So I'm saying, when you're doing this, will you write stuff down off this knowing it's got a short shelf life? Is it even worth your time if you're not doing Gutfeld?
I'm so glad you asked me that because I just started doing I don't think I would call it a residency. I think I would call it like a partial residency in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Laugh Factory Tropicana. So every 2 months I do a show and I noticed after a lot of times comedians will do 1 hour for like a year. You work on a new hour.
Right.
Then you put out a special. You do another. But I noticed the second time I was there 2 months ago. I'm walking on the way in, and these people are like, oh, we saw you last time. Can't wait. So many people said we saw you last time.
Uh-oh.
I think to myself, I got to do a different show. And so I embraced it, and I decided to promote it as it's always different. If you can come every 2 months for a year, and it will never be the same. And so I've been using it's more current. And so now those jokes have the Gutfeld. I could do them on Gutfeld. I could do them in Vegas. And then we put them back on the shelf.
So, and by the way, December, this is your next appearance? Are you taking a long time off? December 9th, you're going to be in Idaho? Or are these just what you want to promote?
That's just where I'm working near my girlfriend. That's my first theater. My first theater show.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
I have other dates.
So you could order these tickets now?
You can order these tickets now.
Yeah, so December 9th at Boise, Idaho. A link for the tickets is at Jamie's Instagram. Other stops include Bloomington, Minnesota, Tampa, Gainesville, Orlando, Port Charlotte. You'll be in Dania Beach?
Dania, so it's basically Miami.
Okay. Chicago, Illinois, Phoenix, and Sioux City, Iowa. So that'll be great. So I was I'll give you an example. I was doing something. Michael Loftus has got this stage show.
Yeah.
And the first 15 minutes, 10 minutes was on the balloon, the spy balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, he goes, it would get killed. And he goes, well, the bad news is it's done.
Right.
Because the spy balloon, once it's shot down, it's got a couple of days. And I'm wondering, at one point, you're like, I need something that's going to last. Like, you got your divorce, you got relationships, you have a new relationship.
Yes.
That'll last.
Yes, jokes are similar to my marriage. They don't last. And you have to, and that's so true. I see guys sometimes, I'm blanking because I'm not a big sports guy, but there was this guy that was a Chicago Cubs announcer, and he was really famous.
Harry Carey.
It was Harry Carey. And there was a guy that, his entire act was a Harry Carey impression.
Dead 15 years ago.
I remember when he died, we're like, dude, clock's ticking on your whole act. That's all he did.
Right. Hope he has a 401k.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. But the clock does tick on, we call them, you know, evergreen jokes, jokes that are about buying shoes or being in relationships as opposed to. But I think it's fun to do both. I love doing. I did a set this weekend, last past weekend in Vegas,
right,
where all I did was talk about Joe Biden for 45 minutes.
And how much was written down?
Almost, like I looked at some notes. I looked at some jokes I'd done on Gutfeld. But every joke is from the past month.
All right.
And as a comedian, it feels so good. It's a different part of your brain that comes up with a joke than recites a joke. So if you pull a joke that you've done a bunch of times, it's this part of your brain. You're almost like doing a speech that you've done over and over. But if you get that part of your brain where you wrote the joke, it's this energy and it's more fun. You don't know, they might not laugh. I don't even know how to say it. I've never said it before on stage.
Right.
And so it's super fun. So
do you worry too? Because I don't know who we were talking to. Who was a comedian last week? He said to me, you know, I stay away from Trump jokes, and he's a big Trump supporter. Well, let's just say one of the last weeks, he's a big Trump supporter. Mm-hmm. He goes, but I stay away. He goes, because unless it's, yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Because it's polarizing?
Polarizing. He says that I'll get groans because some people will laugh, but if I have a third that's groaning, mm-hmm, I failed.
I see. I hear what you're saying. I try to, whenever I talk about comedy, I always feel like I'm not Dave Chappelle. Like, what do I know? Like, but I find that, especially because now I get a lot of Gutfeld fans coming out, but sometimes their neighbor is liberal or whatever, so and I want them to have a good time too. So, like, if I do a Trump joke, for instance, like one of my, this is not hilarious, but it's a joke I did for a couple of weeks, was about when Trump did the thing and he wanted to go live and he didn't want to be taped. And I was thinking, like, he's going to kind of be boring anyway because he's going to just say, I plead the fifth. It was one of those where everything they asked him, I know he doesn't want to say anything, so he's going to say, I plead the fifth. And so I would do a joke like, I wish to make it more exciting. There were more things, there were options instead of saying, plead the fifth. I wish there was like five things you could say. Like if they go, hey, were there top secret documents? I wish you'd go, wouldn't you like to know? Like I wish there were like a few different to keep it fresh.
I am Robert Yoga.
So you could do. So sometimes I'll go that route.
Right.
Where I don't think people.
That's what she said?
Yeah, that's what she said.
So, I mean, just like to give something. It's like an intentional walk.
Yeah.
The catcher's going to stand up, he's going to put his mitt out. Can we just walk?
Right.
Right? So unless there's something else that could happen.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. That's a great point, though.
Yeah. I want everyone to like me.
The late night shows are coming back Monday. They have not been out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember other strikes. I remember when Jay Leno said, I'm going to write my own thing. It was a big deal because you know why? We were pulling cuts from the late night shows all the time. When they went on strike or they went on vacation, it kind of affected the show because we like to bump in with something funny. For the last 3 years, probably more, right? You even check it. Remember The Daily Show, Jon Stewart? Even if it was negative. Mm-hmm. On Fox, we funny.
Right.
Daily Show's a dial tone. Now they literally have nobody. They're coming back Monday. What do you expect? Do you think anyone's going to come back and start going on both sides, or it's still going to be Trump's terrible? Look at his hair. I can't believe he's running again. The indictments.
Nothing will change. And what's funny is I am in the Writers Guild, and I'm also in the Screen Actors Guild, both of which are on strike, and I forgot that they were coming back.
So I broke news.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, it does not affect.
So it didn't bother them that you are going Gutfeld, the non-union thing, and you're going on? It doesn't.
I wondered if it's non-union, so I was in no way in breach of any kind of contract, or I wasn't. But it's because it's non-union, I guess I'm good. I decided to ask, what do they say? Ask forgiveness, not permission. That's what I decided to do.
That's good.
Like, just do it, and then if someone has a problem with it. It affected only one thing in my life. I might have mentioned this on your show before. We wrote a sequel to The Animal, the Rob Schneider movie from the 90s, and we were supposed to shoot that 6 months ago. So the only thing it affected with me was I'm a producer on that movie, and I have a little part. And so that got moved to next year, but that's all it affected my life. Didn't affect what I watch at night.
Right. When you say producer, will you be on the set when your scene is like the scenes that you're there?
I'll make like coffee or sandwiches, like whatever people want.
Well, like, will you do a scene? You write a scene, you see the actors acted out. Will you, like, if they screw it up, do you walk out there and go, again, from the top, last time, not the way I wrote it? Like, do you have that side to you?
I do. I don't at all. And I pitch jokes.
Okay.
Hey, should we maybe do that a different way? I got a joke for you.
Right.
But for the most part, I feel like the actors we get are way better than me. Oh. And so I don't even know. That's more the director's job. So the director could say, like, hey, I want that. I just sit there. I eat a couple snacks. I drink Why do some I bother? Sparkling water. Yeah. And I go, I pitch some jokes. And sometimes I'll stay. Sometimes I'm on set the entire run of a movie I wrote for like months. But this one I'm going to do a few weeks in. And we got John Cleese coming. We've been working with him a little bit recently.
How's he doing?
So he's great.
Isn't he old?
He's pretty old. He's doing live shows, though.
But he's still great.
He's doing live shows. He's crushing it. Yeah. He's as sharp as can be. He still sounds like John Cleese.
Which is the best when he is.
Yeah, quick plug. But he did a movie I wrote with Rob Schneider's wife a couple months ago. And it's going to be it's called Daddy Daughter Trip. It's available in, I think, all the Walmarts on December 4th. And Cleese is in that one. And he killed it. He did great.
I love this. And by the way, Jamie will not talk to me unless I have a show. Or radio show. But this is great conversation. I almost feel like in real life we could be friends and we wouldn't have any awkward moments.
I want you to feel like that.
Right.
Remember we were getting coffee earlier and you tried to talk to me. I go, hey, where are the microphones?
Exactly.
I don't want to waste
this. And that hurt a little bit. We're going to take a short time out and come back. And we're going to talk about something you thrive at, and that's relationships.
I can't wait.
Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade. Sponsored by Unstoppable Prosperity. Message and data rates may apply. All investing involves risk, so invest wisely. Today's headlines are creating havoc in the economy, but they're creating select opportunities in the stock market.
We're in a stock picker's market. No matter what direction the broad market is moving, I can show you how I find winning stocks. Hi, I'm Charles Fang. You've seen me on TV for years. And now I want to show you my strategy to find those specific stocks that can beat the market in good times and bad by giving you a free copy of my newest book, Unstoppable Prosperity.
I read the whole book back to front. I was very pleased with my results right away.
I can do better than the banks offer. I can do better than the money managers offer.
You really can beat the market.
These are the times the greatest fortunes are made.
Get your copy of Charles Payne's new book, Unstoppable Prosperity, a $29.95 value, yours free. Just pay shipping. For your free copy, text the word radio to 505-505. That's radio to 505-505.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Hey everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kurian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates. And you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. It was a cold case that took almost 40 years to crack and for justice to be served. An arrest and charges in the notorious New Jersey case of Baby Mary. The story dates back to Christmas Eve of 1984. Two boys found the body of a newborn baby girl wrapped in a blanket inside a plastic bag in a remote wooded area near Mendham Township with her umbilical cord still attached. The medical examiner ruled the baby was alive when she was born and less than a day old when she died. The death ruled a homicide. She was named Mary by a local reverend, and for decades, the community gathered at her graveside every Christmas Eve for a service. Several years ago, a break in the case was made thanks to a DNA match between the baby and the father, who died in 2009. The mother was eventually tracked down to South Carolina. She's now being charged as a juvenile with manslaughter since she was 17 at the time of the baby's death, and for the same reason, her name is not being released by prosecutors. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Men in the United States apparently believe they're leading a healthier lifestyle than they actually are. A national poll conducted by the Cleveland Clinic found 4 out of 5 American men think the way they're living is conducive to good health. But in this case, actions speak louder than words. It turns out nearly half of American men do not get a yearly physical. Just half say they follow a healthy diet, and about a quarter admit they're couch potatoes who watch television more than 5 hours a day. And almost half of the respondents do nothing to address their mental health. Researchers who looked at the survey results say men can be disillusioned, uninformed, and absent when it comes to how they perceive their overall health. The study focused on 1,000 men who were ages 18 and older. It's part of the Cleveland Clinic's educational campaign, Mention It. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
To see the high fives with mom, to see how, you know, Chiefs Kingdom was all excited that she was there. That shit was absolutely hysterical, and it was definitely a game I'll remember. I know I brought all this attention to me, right? I'm the one that was, I did the whole friendship bracelet thing and, you know, told everybody how hurt I was that I didn't get to meet Taylor.
You gotta shoot your shot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You miss 100% and you don't take, baby.
So that is Travis Kelce talking with his brother, the Eagles offensive lineman, about dating Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's because such an uproar. Did you see Jamie Lissau? And we're going to get to your plugs. I know that's all you're really here for. So, did you see the ratings? Even though they're up 40-10, the ratings epically like tripled when they saw her in the box.
Is that right?
While watching the Chiefs game, and she's going to be at MetLife this weekend. And we're not even sure if the, The American people are not sure if this relationship is more than a friendship.
Wow.
So
They're almost onto something. Like, we care so much.
Yes.
I can't watch two guys fight in a match unless I know their stories. Like, if you go, that guy was poor and he fought. This is a bit of, they're learning a little bit about TV, which is like, we want to know the backstory.
Right.
Of some of these guys.
Because we know them individually.
Yeah.
This guy wins 2 Super Bowls. He has an interesting thing that I don't really do, but he shaves, but it's not too close.
Okay.
Like, he's got the shadow beard.
I like that.
Makes him look tougher.
And also, say he loses 89-0, they go, he's got Taylor Swift, who cares?
Exactly.
He doesn't care.
But that's not good for the team.
No.
All right. If you're on his team and suddenly your best player doesn't care.
That's true.
Because he's got a pop star for a girlfriend.
I worry about this.
Right.
I think he might not care as much about football.
Right. And this is all people were talking about this weekend. And so I walk in on Monday and I say, oh, Taylor Swift was at the game. She's cheering a little bit loud for a guy that's up 30 points after he caught a 3-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
She acts like she's never seen anything so crazy. I'm like, this is a woman that sells out Wembley Stadium, 110,000 people. Wait a second. That guy who's really strong with great hands just caught a pass from 3 yards away. I've never seen anything like this.
Do you think he ever gets confused and he's in bed with her and he's like, Omaha, Omaha.
But the only problem with your premise
I don't know anything about
is he's a tight end.
Damn it.
Right.
Again. All right, so she'd be mine.
So the answer is no.
Okay.
I don't think this is happening. But are you amazed that... Because our lives are working out so well, I'm focusing on other people's lives.
Uh-huh.
Are you amazed that someone that famous, attractive woman, diverse who seems fun, is having trouble with a long-term relationship?
I would have had a different answer if it was 6 months ago, but I totally get it. I think that this is going to sound really. I think that love is so important, and I think when you're a Taylor Swift, I think sometimes the adulation you get from thousands and thousands of people does not fill that little hole that a real person in real love fills. Like, it's strangers versus someone you truly care about, and so I almost think it could be almost when she feels real love, she's like, "Wow, that's what that feels like." And so the long distance is tough, and also. I have trouble now that I have a girlfriend. I'd love to ask you this question later, but I wonder if I should not say I have a girlfriend because I have some ladies that message me on Instagram. You know what I mean? You know, like an actor comes out and they go, oh, I'm gay and you're not supposed to because I don't.
Right.
I have some older fans, you know, that maybe I could ask you about that later. But I think that like that.
I've always heard the other way, like women, you shouldn't say go make a big deal that you're married because you want guys to think they got a shot at you.
Exactly.
And you want high ratings.
Exactly.
So how would I think that as much as I appreciate you deferring to me, shouldn't you ask her?
Oh,
right. I'm thinking like Brian says I should start denying I have a girlfriend.
What's strange is she says I should never mention her.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, I think it's a fun thing that you're like the loser. Because on Gutfeld, like, oh, I never get, you know.
The last thing you want is to see that picture of you and her because she's extremely attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, I think you should. I'll tell her later that I talked about her on. And she's like, I told you to stop. Stop it. And I'm like, I can't.
Hey, Allison, as a woman who's, by the way, also married, but I shouldn't say it on radio. Mm-hmm. Would you think less of Jamie if you thought he wasn't a loser?
I just think the jokes are totally different. The divorce right. jokes are amazing, but I mean, he is just like a little puddle for his girlfriend right now, so it's very cute, and the jokes will be very funny with that too.
But they, you know, he always goes on as the divorce guy whose family now, left him in Alaska.
Brian, did you notice Jamie's wearing new shoes right now? He's not wearing his Crocs. Where do they come from?
Where they come from? Made some suggestions.
She did. She's already some impact.
Remember, I wore those Crocs on your show because
it was crazy.
I thought you had a desk and we'd be behind it.
No, we saw them. And Jamie, good thing you and Joe Biden want to get extra grip when you walk.
That's right.
Something you could be president.
Sponsored by Unstoppable Prosperity. Message and data rates may apply. All investing involves risk, so invest wisely. Today's headlines are creating havoc in the economy, but they're creating select opportunities in the stock market.
We're in a stock picker's market. No matter what direction the broad market is moving, I can show you how I find winning stocks. Hi, I'm Charles Fang. You've seen me on TV for years. And now I want to show you my strategy to find those specific stocks that can beat the market in good times and bad by giving you a free copy of my newest book, Unstoppable Prosperity.
I read the whole book back to front. I was very pleased with my results right away.
I can do better than the banks offer. I can do better than the money managers offer.
You really can beat the market.
These are the times the greatest fortunes are made.
Get your copy of Charles Payne's new book, Unstoppable Prosperity, a $29.95 value, yours free. Just pay shipping. For your free copy, text the word radio to 505-505. That's radio to 505-505.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. With just hours to spare, Congress Saturday night finally passed the stopgap spending bill. President Biden signing it late in the evening, saying the near government shutdown should never have happened.
The president issued a statement saying it's good news for the American people that the House and Senate voted to keep the government open. He said it means active duty troops will continue to get paid, women and children will receive nutrition assistance, and more. But Mr. Biden blamed House Republicans for what he called a manufactured crisis, faulting them for not living up to the budget deal he struck with Speaker McCarthy.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. But before the Senate voted earlier on Saturday, Minority Leader McConnell disagreed.
The alternative to our action today, an entirely avoidable government shutdown, would not just pause our progress on these important priorities, it would actually shut them back. And in the process, it would saddle the people we represent with unnecessary hardships.
The bill keeps the government open until November 17th. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's age-related health problems have led to an over-reliance on others who are, in effect, setting White House policy.
I think there's a lot of manipulation going on. This is what happens whenever you have a weak president, no matter what the reason is why he's weak. Well, it's the camps of people who have certain areas of responsibility or advisory authority over this issue.
Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Indonesia preparing to launch Southeast Asia's first high-speed railway, a key project under China's Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative. The 88.4 railway beginning commercial operations Monday, connecting Jakarta, the capital, with Dangdong, the heavily populated capital of West Java province. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Remnants from three aircraft carriers sunk during the World War II Battle of Midway have been found deep in the Pacific Ocean.
Remote submersibles operating 3 miles below the surface this month showed the Akagi and Kaga, two of Japan's four aircraft carriers, sunk during the June 1942 battle. It also shows the USS Yorktown revealing its damage from extremely high heat and how the crew tried to save the ship. One of the last surviving U.S. sailors, Julian Hodges, at age 100, teared up as he watched the online streaming presentation of the video, saying, "I just hated to see my ship torn up like that." George Williams reporting.
The Navy begins random testing of its special ops forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs come November. The Army reportedly plans to follow suit, although they've not released any timetable as to when they'll do that. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A search for the remains of victims of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre has ended.
Authorities say 59 graves have been found, 7 sets of remains exhumed, which have been taken to an on-site forensic lab. There, an effort to identify them and determine the cause of their deaths. Those remains were found in simple wooden boxes, as described in accounts of burials at the time. As many as 300 black citizens were killed in the Tulsa riots. Jason Walker reporting.
Talk shows on Sunday. ABC's This Week welcomes Shalanda Young, director of the White House Office of Management and Budget. CBS's Face the Nation has Senator Lindsey Graham and former Defense Secretary Mark Esper. On CNN's State of the Union, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida behind the microphones. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
High school football action is back and broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. We do know the President of the United States will give a tribute to Mark Milley today, so that'll be on his calendar. Secretary Blinken will not be playing the guitar. I know he's disappointed. He'll be meeting with the Foreign Secretary of Mexico. Maybe he might want to say, can you keep the people on your southern border from coming to our southern border? That might come up. And we just got this sad news, but not surprising. Senator Dianne Feinstein has passed away at the age of 90. She was suffering big time dementia and other things, clearly in a wheelchair. Big fight over her fortune and the power of attorney. It's been ugly. She's had a remarkable career. Former mayor, a long-term senator. She has passed away at the age of 90. Let the battle for her seat begin. So let's get started. Big Three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
When somebody tattoos a tear, it means that they have murdered someone.
Yeah.
And they are so proud of having murdered someone that they tattoo one tear on their face for every person that they kill. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. I mean, these are
people. And this person just claimed asylum.
Claimed asylum.
And we just let them in.
We let them in.
Yep, that's it. Elon Musk goes to the border. Our broken border has caught the attention of the most famous immigrant from South Africa, Elon Musk. What will be easier for him, to help us with the border or land on Mars?
Number two.
But it seems to be abundantly clear from these emails and statements and now sworn testimony that Hunter Biden and his associates were selling access to Joe Biden.
Right. But we're not ready to impeach. I don't think anybody is. It begins. Impeachment inquiry launches and the case takes shape. The investigation heats up and risks are clear. And even the questions must simply rock the Biden family. Think about it. They know exactly what they did. And now Republicans are getting closer, even though Dems just dismiss it.
Number one.
There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. But there's no question that today's Republican Party is driven and intimidated by MAGA Republican extremists.
Ugh, 2024, going for blood. That's what Joe Biden is doing by vilifying and dramatizing President Trump and his party, showing he knows he can't run on his record, but only against the idea of a Trump comeback. We also have winners and losers from the debate. They're also both sides were focused on the United Auto Workers and the strike that's ongoing and what it represents for green automobiles, for electric cars, and for the green movement, as well as the battle for the blue-collar worker. With us right now is a guy who knows all about this industry, former CEO of Chrysler and Home Depot, Bob Nardelli, and the founder and CEO of XLR8 LLC. Bob, welcome back.
Brian, thank you for having me on, and it's great to be on with the hardest-working guy in media.
Thank you. If you consider this work, I'll accept it. But it's fun. But I love to talk to guys like you about things that matter most. For example, can you make heads or tails of why these men and women are on picket lines? Who do you side with?
Well, it's not a matter of siding with either one, Brian, to be honest with you. First, let me say I fully appreciate the need for household income to try to keep up with inflation.
Yep.
But the irony of this is the inflation is being created by the Biden administration. And then you got Chairman Powell trying to put it out with a hammer that's killing the middle market companies. So that's point number one. Point number two, Brian, let me just share with you, having lived through this before, a scenario. What's going to happen? Our consumers are going to be very leery of buying any one of the big three cars. They'll be very leery of even ordering a big three car because they're not sure when they'll get it or what the quality will be when it's produced. That's point number one. Point number two, it's not 146,000 people out of work potentially with the UAW. It's 1 to 10. So you got a potential 1.4 million people out of work through the supplier network. Then you've got thousands of dealers, independent dealers, in every community that are going to suffer. They're going to have a hard time selling cars. You can see they're now going online trying to sell them in retail. And what the current announcement about shutting down the parts distribution, but not Ford's, and I'll explain that to you. You're going to be putting mechanics out of work because people aren't going to be able to get their car fixed. I ran through this in 07, 08, and 09 when the financial institutions melted down.
Yep.
And then finally, President Obama, Larry Summers, and Steve Rattner recognized, wow, if we lose the auto industry, the economy in the United States is in the tank.
And they had to come to you and find a way to save you guys, right?
Correct. Yes, they did. And in some cases, it was overcapitalizing General Motors and then forcing us to do a deal with Fiat after we had just spent $7.5 billion to buy Chrysler back, reestablish it as a legendary company here in the United States. And then basically the Obama administration gave that entire business away free, not a dollar, to Fiat.
It's nuts, and it still makes no sense and doesn't get enough scrutiny. Having said that, do you understand when the auto workers come out and say, we gave away too much in 08, including our pensions, and now you guys are doing better, and we want more? Do you understand that? Is that accurate?
Well, we had no choice. I mean, I was blessed to have Ron Gettelfinger as the president of UAW, who understood the severity of the situation where we were trying to save the big three. And we cooperated and had open book discussions and private discussions, not like this new president that wants to be a media mogul here, potentially doing his announcement at 10 o'clock today online. And we tried to keep the privacy of the negotiations and not try to negotiate in the media, Brian. So what happened was, yes, we had to do some things. We had to get rid of pensions. We couldn't afford, in the case of GM, $55 billion. And that was transferred over to Aviva so the union could manage health care costs. Yes, we did go to a two-tier system. Should a new employee without the skills be paid the same as the employee next to them? So we had a graduated program. We got rid of the job bank from the standpoint of people could get 95% of their wages reading a book in a cafeteria and basically turning down every job. We were able to get at least three strikes and you're out. If you turn down three, then you lose that benefit. I mean, it was a plethora of benefits that we tried to clean up over and above wages.
So having said that, do you think the president helped things by hopping on the picket line? And you talk about this guy, Fain. I don't know much about him. I'm not impressed with him. And I know, too, he's a big Bernie Sanders guy. This guy's a socialist.
Well, let's face it. He was elected on some very bold and overreaching commitments to his rank and file. He now is under tremendous pressure to deliver. So what we're seeing, Brian, is a separation and stronger polarization both between the three big ones and the union. And so it's a matter now of who's going to blink first, correct? I mean, if you look at this, though, Ford was not mentioned as closing some of the warehouses. Well, why is that? Well, their chief negotiator has been with Ford for some time. Bill Ford has a much better relationship with the UAW than Carlos Tavares, who runs Stellantis now, and also Mary Bauer at GM. So I'm not surprised at that. But this is, again, a very strategic strike by the UAW. They know how to cripple the industry. And, again, I think, you know, the president got there and talked about we. What he didn't say is, hey, I am the guy killing your job by forcing prematurely. Instead of an evolution, I want to do a revolution with EV vehicles. And that has further – and you saw Ford has now announced they're not going to move forward with a $3.5 billion battery plant in Michigan that was going to – Jim Farley was going to try to get 2,500 UAW workers in that plant, Brian.
So he's not doing it. He stopped it. They say because a lot of the deals were done is really with a Chinese company or Chinese rare earth purchases from China.
Well, that's true. I mean, he tried to put this in a couple of different states, and they said no because of that relationship. He was able to bring it to Michigan. He got a $9.2 billion grant. And in addition, let's not lose sight. If Ford's doing so well, why have they lost $6 billion in the last 2 years transitioning to EV vehicles? So there's a lot of misrepresentation of facts in these media announcements, Brian.
Well, and there's a huge problem with jamming electric cars down America's throats. I think that's pretty much an issue, too. I want
Brian,
you to
we saw this. We saw yeah. this with the CAFE standards when Obama wanted to go to a fleet measurement in fuel consumption, and the consumer said, no, thank you. We're going to buy big cars or we're not going to buy anything. And so we saw they basically had to take an off-ramp with that edict. I don't know when this administration is going to wake up and do the same thing.
I want you to hear what President Trump said Wednesday, Cut 39.
Every time Joe Biden and the UAW's political leadership talk about a fair transition to all electric cars, American labor will be under siege. It's not going to work for you. It can't work.
You right?
Yeah, there's no question that there will be a definite reduction. If you look at the number of components that go into an ICE internal combustion engine car, it's a multitude of what goes into an electric vehicle. Basically, you have a carcass with a set of batteries. You don't have an engine, a transmission, all of the componentry that goes into an ICE engine. But the advantage you have is you could stop at any filling station, fill up and move down the road. You don't have to wait 4 hours for a battery charge. And then most of all, try to find a charging station. It used to be range anxiety that kept consumers away, and now it's recharging anxiety. So basically, you're trying to convert the entire auto industry with a technology that doesn't have the infrastructure in place, Brian, to move forward. It's so painfully obvious, I don't understand. And then this president, on day one, shut down energy independence. He surrendered our energy independence. It's currently about 40% inflation to the consumer. So it's just the dichotomy of this is beyond the pale of common sense.
Brian. It is. Unless you want the Saudi Arabia and Russia to decide how much our gas will cost. It's now $90 a barrel going up to $120. If you want this war to stop, that's not one way to do it. It's all related. So having said that, knowing the ramifications of what you said and the reality of those people on the picket line, do you think it helped things for Joe Biden to be on the picket line?
I don't think it. I mean, let's face it, while he was there, right, Brian?
The guy is
desperate for endorsement. And so without that, I don't think he would have shown up. I mean, he's not showing up at any of the other areas where we have crisis like the border. I mean, again, so obvious. If you have a leak in your house, you don't go buy more buckets. You shut the water off. with all this migration, you know, you don't try to support it all. You basically close the border. It's that simple to the common man, and I just don't understand it.
And here's the one common argument. Sean Fain, the UAW president, on Face the Nation, cut 35.
It's insulting that a CEO gets on air in the last few days and says that her $29 million salary is justified by her performance. No,
yeah.
It's not. It's justified by the performance of the worker on the backs of the workers and by paying them poverty wages. And that's unacceptable in this country.
So the CEOs, that's basically what they get. Do you see the perception there? Do they have a point?
Brian, here's their point. They're not able to negotiate. So this is the old playbook. When in doubt, go after the CEO's pay. And the separation between the CEO and the entry level worker. So this is a desperate move that we see time and time again to single out those three CEOs that that are working probably 120 hours a week and have unbelievable fiduciary responsibility to all the investors, to 146 United Auto Workers. We have a similar situation in Canada where they put down the gauntlet and said, by October 9th, if they don't settle, they'll start shutting plants down in Canada. So, the thing that moves this country is in peril and jeopardy right now.
I want you to hear this exchange with Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, cut 37.
But EVs do require fewer jobs. What happens to those positions, Mr. Secretary?
Well, you're going to see an auto sector grow on American soil where there will be more American jobs to be had. Yes, EVs are better vehicles, including in the sense that they have fewer moving parts. They don't break down as often. They also represent a huge growth area for America to reclaim more of the sector. Remember, after a manufacturing recession under the last administration, we're seeing a manufacturing boom under this administration. This really can be a win-win-win. And to be clear, there's no going back. I mean, this technology is coming.
Well, is it, number one, is that the way you see the math?
No, let me say a couple of things. First of all, the administration continually misrepresents the return of manufacturing jobs. If you look at the job creation every month when we look at new employees, they're mostly in the service sector, Brian, right? They're in hospitality. They're in airlines. I mean, if you always ask the next question of what were the top three or four areas that has created jobs in the month, one particular month was haircut. You know, the company that basically cuts men and women's hair had the most job creation. We'll see UPS, for example, are going to go out and get 100,000 jobs for the holiday season. So those are not pure manufacturing jobs, number one. EVs will evolve. But let's not force the evolution to create a revolution of what we've got going on today, Brian. That's the case.
Right. And you can't tell me it's got a smaller green footprint when you have to mine to get the rare earth to build the batteries. And then what do you do with the batteries when they're out? We have nowhere to get rid of them.
Brian, you're spot on. But here's the other point that no one's talking about. You know, I ran GE Power Systems for a number of years, and I'm still working with a number of utilities. And they are absolutely backs against the wall. They don't have the capacity to support the transition to EVs if, in fact, all the mandates that are out there, whether it's California and other states, they don't have the capacity to be able to supply. Again, some of them are talking about opening old coal plants to be able to meet grid demands. So this thing, there isn't, you know, one side of the administration is not talking to the other side, or basically they're blind to the issue that they're trying to create here, Brian.
Right. And the president's making a speech the other night, and they say declare a climate emergency. So he's dealing with somebody who doesn't a group that doesn't think he's left enough. What's going on with this country? Bob Nardelli, former CEO of Chrysler, Home Depot, and now founder and CEO of XLR8 LLC. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your insight. It's great.
Thank you, Brian. Have a good day.
You too. 1-866-408-7669. I'll come back and take your calls. Also, at the bottom of the hour, welcome in Carly Shimkus. We'll ride the news, including the death of Dianne Feinstein at the age of 90.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Ad paid for by the tax resolvers. COVID-19 was tough on businesses. If you experienced a negative impact to your business during the pandemic, then you need to pay attention. There are some new powerful incentives that have been created specifically for businesses impacted by COVID-19. One such program is the Employee Retention Credit. Its tax incentive could bring you some serious cash back to your business. Even if you received a PPP loan in 2020 or 2021, you were still permitted to receive this credit. There are many ways to be eligible, and taking advantage of this tax credit doesn't need to be complicated. We made it easy for you by doing the legwork to maximize the amount of your refund due. Call us today at 800-611-7172, and we'll set your business up to take full advantage of the Employee Retention Tax Credit. That's 800-611-7172. Again, 800-611-7172. We'll get the ball rolling on getting you and your business some much-needed relief, but time is limited to file a claim. So call 800-611-7172.
These statements and information are for educational purposes only and are not a solicitation for the purchase of any insurance or financial product. All guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the insurer, paid for by Bank on Yourself.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? I have one word of advice. Stop. You've been lied to by the Wall Street fat cats who get paid whether you win or lose. They say risk your life savings in the stock market. But studies show people who follow that advice will outlive their savings by a staggering 10 years. They say max out your contributions to 401ks. But the man who invented the 401k now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. They say defer paying your taxes to retire in a lower tax bracket. But retirees who fell for that lie are paying higher taxes than ever. Now get a free report exposing the wealth-killing lies you've been told and discover the proven retirement plan alternative Wall Street fat cats hope you never hear about. You can get guaranteed competitive growth every year and tax-free retirement income. Get your free report now at bankonyourself.com/thrive. That's bankonyourself.com/thrive. bankonyourself.com/thrive.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man in Indiana was sentenced to 85 years in prison, playing a role in his own conviction by leaving a voicemail as he committed murder. 33-year-old Cody Allen Wade was found guilty last month of killing his mom's boyfriend, Carl Haviland, in 2020. Prosecutors say the attack was premeditated and that Wade left a cookout and drove to his mom's house in Brazil, Indiana, 60 miles southwest of Indianapolis, stopping along the way to tell a friend he was about to kill someone. On his way to the home, Wade called his mom and left a voicemail forgetting to hang up before attacking her boyfriend. The county prosecutor says that recording included taunting and racial slurs hurled at the victim. And not only that, but court records show he carried out the attack right in front of his mom as she tried to stop him. At the time of the crime, Wade was on parole for arson and was released from jail just 2 months before the murder. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
House Call for Health. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about 36% of people in the U.S. are living with obesity, which puts them at increased risk for other issues like heart disease. So doctors often recommend a healthier path. West Palm Beach, Florida neurosurgeon Dr. Brett Osborne tells Fox News Digital it really just takes 5 tips to build a better body. First, make a commitment to make healthy changes. Second, prioritize strength training. Third, eat a low glycemic, anti-inflammatory diet. Fourth, keep stress levels at bay. And the final tip, check your hormone levels. Dr. Osborne saying it's simply a matter of relentlessly pursuing your goal, be it 20 or 30 pounds of fat loss, a more muscular physique, or both. He notes it doesn't take any fancy machinery or proprietary foods. To be healthy and to have a muscular look is innate to our physiology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9th, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5th, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Evidence reveals that then Vice President Joe Biden spoke, dined, and developed relationships with his family's foreign business targets. These business targets include foreign oligarchs who sent millions of dollars to his family. It also includes a Chinese national who wired $250,000 to his son.
So that is a little of the opening inquiry yesterday, the impeachment inquiry that took place over the course of 6-7 hours yesterday. And all we heard was not like, wow, how disturbing it might be, or even defense of the communication between these the 20 shell companies, the Hunter Biden situation, the pseudonym about the emails, the transactions with the mayor of Moscow, with Kazakhstan, China. Everyone just, well, there's nothing there. That's just his son who's on crack with prostitutes. Everybody can see the difference. Or Donald Trump is worse. Or Jared Kushner is terrible. Jared Kushner's in business. Donald Trump is Donald Trump. You've already impeached him twice. Everybody knows how you feel about him. Can you just honestly look at Joe Biden and say you're not disturbed by somebody using his family, his name, for influence to enrich his own family? That's where this is heading. And that's where the evidence is leading. But it's not there. That is not an aha moment for it not to be there. That is obvious. That's why you have an inquiry, not because you have conclusions. And the evidence is great. It's just that we knew a lot of it already because the investigation was transparent. Rather than going with leaks, they let us know how it was going on the fly.
Hey, what's going on, right in California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I was talking to our mutual friend, the pollster Matt Towery, this afternoon, and Matt said to me, based on what he saw last night, this race is over. Donald Trump will be the nominee. They might as well quit having the various debates because they don't work. They're not helping anybody. I think that's where we are. I think Trump will be the nominee. And the question now for everybody is, do you want to see Joe Biden reelected? Or do you want to help Donald Trump? There's no middle ground here, I don't think. because you're either going to get Trump as president or you're going to have Biden. And Biden's reelection would be a disaster for the country.
Well, that is Newt Gingrich using his astute political skill and experience to move forward and say, just let it be Donald Trump and let's move on. Let it be Carly Shimkus, co-anchor of Fox and Friends First, fresh off anchoring on Fox and Friends, who's now in studio moments before declaring it a weekend.
Yes, that's right. I have now officially declared it the weekend. If you're in your car is going to work, just turn around.
Really?
Yeah, just take a three-day weekend.
What if they're 9-to-5ers and they're running late?
You know, sometimes you just got to treat yourself.
Right. You think everybody's on the morning show schedule? That we've already put in 8 hours, no reason to feel guilty?
Yeah. Oh, that's just us. We've been up for that long.
So Newt Gingrich, is he wrong to say out everybody? I think he's wrong.
Okay,
you
got
to give people a right to run.
Yeah, of course. They should run. It's a democratic process. But you look at some of these polls and, how do you make up a 35, 40, 50-point deficit, especially with 8 other candidates still in the race. That's one of the reasons why I like the last question that Dana asked during the debate, where she's like, vote somebody off the island. And what she was getting at is, literally, if there are this many, mathematically, if there are this many people still running, then it is 100% going to be Donald Trump. And then in that case, Newt Gingrich would absolutely be right. It's just a game of numbers.
Right. Well, I would like to play it out until, like, if you said to me on the eve of Super Tuesday, having not won a single primary, left to losing Nevada, South Carolina, Iowa, New Hampshire, why are you still in? I'd say, okay, I get it. You know, it's inevitable. Let me play out this string.
You think it's too soon to talk about that?
It is too soon, especially because you have machines and people employed.
Yeah, and also some more people could be jumping in. I mean, did you see that all that news about Glenn Youngkin becoming a possibility?
Robert Costa.
Yeah, I think it was the Washington Post. And then he was on with Sandra and John, I think it was yesterday, and Sandra asked him, do you feel a responsibility for your party and for your country to jump in the race, talking to Glenn Youngkin? And his response was, he didn't say no.
He was flattering. Like, it's a great story.
Well, yeah, I'm so humbled by this. I mean, 40 years ago, I was washing dishes, taking out the trash, so to even be in the conversation.
Do you want to hear it?
Not a no. Oh, I would love to.
Because you were doing the Glenn Youngkin impersonation.
Yeah, he has a little bit of a deeper voice than me.
Let's see.
Okay.
Cut six.
Do you feel a responsibility for your party and for your country to jump in this race?
Well, let me begin with how humbling this is. 40 years ago, I'm washing dishes and taking out trash in the Belvedere Hotel. And today people are throwing my name around in a national context. I'm new at this. I have had one campaign under my belt, and I've been governor for 21 months. I think we have really moved things in Virginia. It's encouraging that people are watching and like what we're doing.
I mean, that is the ultimate. He's a first-term governor, but boy, is that a political answer.
I think he's
interested.
My childhood.
Yeah, and you know what really happens is it's all about money. It's about these donors, and they talk you up, and then you start to think, you know, what if?
I don't think he's better than Ron DeSantis, do you?
Better as a candidate?
Does he bring a better resume than Ron DeSantis?
I mean, he's newer, I guess, than Ron DeSantis. He's definitely different. He has a much calmer presence. And I've never met Ron DeSantis in person, but I have met Glenn Youngkin a couple times. I mean, the guy truly couldn't be a nicer person.
He's a warm person.
Yeah. That's kind of neither here nor there. That's just my opinion of him. He's just so nice. And he doesn't know me. But he gives me so much time to just ask him all these questions when he sees me in the green room. And sometimes when you talk to big politicians like that, they're a little bit more guarded. So I think that's just his natural personality. But then you think about, like, is there enough time? I mean, you have to there's like a lot of ballot deadlines, and that could be like a big hurdle for him. And I don't even know if he would at this point have his name be on all of the states.
So the Daily Mail looked at the debate the other night. No, I don't think he should run. I mean, if he was going to run, he's got to get in earlier. And it's not as if, you know, it is 44 DeSantis, 46 Trump, and I think I can compete. I mean, he's got to make up a 50-point gap.
Yeah,
and to
me,
he's profiles like the other talented people.
Just wait.
Other talented people on the stage.
Totally.
I was talking to another governor, and I said, were you thinking about running, a Republican governor? He goes, oh, yeah. But I sensed what was happening now would happen again. I said, and that is
Trump.
That Donald Trump was not beatable, and I should wait. And
yeah.
I said, wow.
I wonder if DeSantis thinks the same.
And well, he brought up, he said, look at Ron DeSantis, very successful governor, strong candidate, can't get traction. I said, Interesting. All right. So his numbers say the same thing. So they did a study. They looked at a sample of 546 Republicans who tuned in to the second debate. They ranked them from 1 to 10. And who do you think got the highest? Or did you see this?
I did not. I really didn't.
Okay.
DeSantis?
DeSantis is second with 6.5.
Okay. Who's first? Nikki?
Nikki Haley is third with 5.6.
Okay. Vivek? Chris Christie.
Vivek is 6'9", so okay. He's first.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
Vivek is first.
Because Chris Christie was voted most annoying.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Oops.
4.6.
That's not good.
Tim Scott got a 5.5, and Pence got a 5.2. So everyone's in and out there. I thought it was a tough format. The arguing was a little strained. I didn't really learn anything, but you get a chance to see how people act and demeanor.
Okay, well, I heard you say that yesterday. I think it was you that said that you didn't learn anything from the debate, and that is not a knock on the debate. I do think that these are important, and there were some substantive moments. I thought one of them was the whole China connection with Vivek Ramaswamy. It was a Washington Post article. It definitely got more traction. Yeah, after how his first business, he was doing business with folks in China. And the whole question is, well, this is what the question that Mark Thiessen posed, is that why he would be so easily willing to give up Taiwan? So if you're running for president, those are valid questions and he should answer them. And his answer has been, well, yeah, I made a mistake when I started my first business that I corrected with my second one. Okay, fine. But that came out during the debate.
But you got to get ahead of that if you're Vivek.
Yeah, he's got a foreign policy issue for sure. And he takes a populist stance. Some people agree with him within the Republican Party. I think a majority probably don't. It was also hard to follow in some parts. And I was really grasped, okay, what are they talking about? You know, the drapes comment. And there were other things where a lot of them agreed on certain things, but were saying the same thing in sort of a different way. And, you know, it is a primary debate, so they are going to, by and large, agree on most things. I think that Ron DeSantis really does do a good job in these debates, though, because he's sort of above the fray. Interestingly, he doesn't get a lot. He doesn't take a lot of incoming fire, I think, because they see Vivek Ramaswamy on the rise and him sort of stagnant or falling. So he is able to make a lot of points, and clearly his strategy is name a topic. I've been there, I've done that, I've already tackled it.
Right, yeah, at a very young age, there'd be Congress. He's been in the military, got a law degree, in a rush. Now let's look at the shutdown that's going to be happening. I don't see any scenario where we don't shut down, which is insane. So we have a situation where the first story in the Washington Post today has looks like Matt Gaetz is leading an insurgency against Kevin McCarthy. So we'll waste our vote ousting a speaker as if he's the problem. You can have the most conservative liberal speaker. It's about getting consensus. Please tell me who else has the consensus. Tom Emmers is his deputy. Steve Scalise is dealing with cancer. And they're inseparable. They go, no, we'll go with Tom Emmers. Really? So you think Tom Emmers is going to turn on the guy he's been with 7 days a week for the last 4 years?
Listen, I mean, Republicans call out Democrats when there's infighting with their own party, with the squad, and sort of more mainstream Democrats, I guess you could say. There's the same issue on the Republican side as well, where it's four or five Republicans that are holding up a lot of these spending bills.
Matt Rosendale, Matt Gaetz.
And they just hate Kevin McCarthy for whatever reason. Maybe because he is considered more of a mainstream Republican, but I don't know. When you're an elected official, you're supposed to be speaking for your constituency. Maybe that's how that group of people feel, but I don't think anybody wants the government shut down.
You're there to get stuff done. It's not just to be a conservative or just to be a moderate or just to be a liberal. You're there to get stuff done with the new caucus. Do you want to be in the majority?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was like not being in? You're invisible in the House. Why would you put that at risk? It's crazy. Unless you're Matt Gaetz, maybe he doesn't care. Congressman Mike McCall weighed in last night with Brad, Cut 31.
Well, I know the speaker's working on a potential CR bill that has border security on it, as well as the debt commission. Whether we can pass that tomorrow remains to be seen. And then we would have to get this through the Senate by Saturday, or the government does shut down. And I tend to agree with that survey. Now, I've seen this movie before. It never ends very well. And a government shutdown hurts everybody, including our military, our border patrol, and our economy. And so I hope we don't get to that point. But if I'm looking at Vegas odds, I'd say it's very likely.
Yeah. If you possibly pass it in the House, it still has to go to the Democrat-controlled Senate. I mean, I don't.
I mean, what you do is
it,
but do you go up to the Democrats in the House and say, you know, I got enough votes to pass this. And if Kevin McCarthy does that, is he out? Is he out? Well, you just did a deal with the Democrats. Well, I mean, he's looking to continue to fund the government. So I'm firmly in the McCarthy camp on this, except on one point. You said you're going to do things in regular order and bring these 10 to 11 appropriations bills, and you got four. And it was just passed last night.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have just said, guys, where are my appropriations? But what do you mean you don't agree? You've got to come up with something.
I know. I don't know why that didn't happen. And yeah. I know you've been talking to a lot of Congress people about why they took August off when this could have been done in August.
Did we take August off?
We did not.
Yeah.
No, we were here. I took the last week of August off. It was lovely.
That was okay, but you did your appropriations.
I am not an elected official.
Right. Yes. Did you pay your bills before you went on vacation?
Yeah.
Were you
all
working?
My bills. I'm up to date on my personal
finances.
Did you
cut spending?
Thank God. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, yeah,
just had a baby, not cutting spending whatsoever
okay.
right now.
I don't want to hear excuses.
Yeah.
We have a budget. You have a
Hopefully my personal government won't shut down anytime soon. Knock on wood.
It's the non-discretionary spending we have to address, okay? Because I like your choices. I just don't like these automatic payments.
Listen, shoes make me happy.
Okay,
what can
fine.
I say?
You need both a left and a right,
yeah.
It seems. When we come back, we saw the impeachment hearings yesterday. I thought it was an inquiry. Am I the only one who know what inquiry means? Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5 GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Sponsored by Unstoppable Prosperity. Message and data rates may apply. All investing involves risk, so invest wisely. Today's headlines are creating havoc in the economy, but they're creating select opportunities in the stock market.
We're in a stock picker's market. No matter what direction the broad market is moving, I can show you how I find winning stocks. Hi, I'm Charles Payne. You've seen me on TV for years. And now I want to show you my strategy to find those specific stocks that can beat the market in good times and bad by giving you a free copy of my newest book, Unstoppable Prosperity.
I read the whole book back to front. I was very pleased with my results right away.
I can do better than the banks offer. I can do better than the money managers offer.
You really can beat the market.
These are the times the greatest fortunes are made.
Get your copy of Charles Payne's new book, Unstoppable Prosperity, a $29.95 value, yours free. Just pay shipping. For your free copy, text the word radio to 505-505. That's radio to 505-505.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
22.
22. Wonky work from home desks have Dane's Acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in, but this week's all full.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
Okay. You know, my lunch is in 20 minutes. How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News. We'll be right back.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Kimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If the Republicans had a smoking gun or even a dripping water pistol, they would be presenting it today, but they've got nothing on Joe Biden.
If we had a box of all the foreign money the Bidens took, it would have reached to the ceiling.
The only thing the president can be guilty of here is being a father.
Hunter Biden referred to access to his father as the keys to his family's only asset. Those words are going to come back and haunt Hunter Biden.
This is an embarrassment. An embarrassment to the time and people of this country.
Right. The last one's AOC. I'm always on the edge of my seat every time she speaks. There's so much wisdom there. But it gives you an idea. If you missed the 7 hours of testimony yesterday, this is how different worlds we're at. We see these mysterious shell accounts. We see these meetings, the 20 of which the president was a part of, that Devin Archer would admit to. There's probably even more, some of which he was there in person. And they go, well, what about Jared Kushner? There's nothing here. There's no proof. Excuse me? Because it was presented earlier, there's no proof. Carly Shimkus is here. Carly, you're all over this. I don't know how much you had a chance to watch yesterday.
Wow. I mean, how could you miss it? It was on for 6 hours. 6 hours. Yeah. Jonathan Turley deserves a nap. And his whole point is, listen, with the current evidence that has been laid out, it met the threshold for an impeachment inquiry, not articles of impeachment yet, and now it's the job of House Republicans, especially in the Oversight Committee, to get us there. Maybe there's there, maybe there isn't. But it is just so political. I mean, there are still some issues on Washington that are bipartisan. It was like two different planets that the Republicans and Democrats
because
were on.
They weren't taking on the issue.
You know, but yeah, actually, I say that, but with the hedge of, I think that actually Democrats do realize that they're being political when it comes to this. I mean, you can't ignore. There are so many facts surrounding Hunter Biden and his ties with Joe Biden. Yeah, that you forget some of the big ones. Like the 1023 form came up yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I completely forgot about that. Like the $5 million to Hunter Biden, $5 million to Joe Biden. How do you turn a blind eye to that?
You know, Jack, I was doing the show and I was trying to get the closed caption read while doing the show. But I saw one time when I had the sound up, Jimmy Raskin said, do we know this laptop is Hunter Biden's? Hey. I'm like, really? are we going over that again?
Isn't Hunter Biden actually suing the laptop repair guy now?
And Cuomo was flustering. He's suing because he stole his laptop.
One squared away now.
We don't know the chain of custody. Yeah, we do know. He walked over and gave it to the FBI and he held on to it.
Yeah,
the FBI still has it. But Andy McCarthy brought up a point that helped me because without the legal background, I always feel like I'm up against it. I need consultation.
Mm-hmm.
But Andy McCarthy watched this and gave an instant analysis last night with Brett. Cut 24.
They've been undone in a way in the political presentation of this by the very success of the committee inquiries. You know, if you knew nothing at all about Burisma or the influence peddling scheme or what have you, and you learn for the first time today that over a period of just 5 years, the Biden family, in a business that is Joe Biden selling access to him, raked in $24 million and did it in the way that they did it with no apparent value being exchanged for the money and it being funneled through all these LLCs and and banking channels, you would be astonished. People's jaws would be hitting the floor. So, you know, when I hear today people say, well, where's the evidence? Where's the proof? I just think that where we are at this point is pretty astonishing in terms of what's been proved.
Yeah, that's such a great point. And he was responding to a criticism that nothing new happened during the impeachment inquiry hearing. And that really wasn't the purpose of the – it was just to lay out why this was happening. And just this week, we found out that there was a $250,000 wire transfer to Hunter Biden, address listed as Joe Biden's Delaware address. And then the big news with that is that it was after Joe Biden said that he was running for president. So – that raises the stakes in and of itself. And even the basic question of a couple years ago, he was saying he didn't knew nothing about his son's foreign business dealings. He was completely separate from it, never talked to his son about it, which is completely unbelievable.
So, Carly, what about this scenario? They go through the whole investigation, Carly Shimkus here, and they say, here's all the evidence. You know, we don't have the deposit slip. We don't have the voice recordings, but we're not going to go through the impeachment. Does it look like Joe Biden wins?
Well, that's one of the things that they run the risk of, right? So this is now, like I said, the stakes are high now. The impeachment inquiry is happening. So say, for instance, for whatever reason, they don't come up with it. And maybe the reason would be that there is nothing there. But what if there is, and because of how our Justice Department is and, you know, bank records are being hidden, what if they never come up with it? And then Joe Biden can claim victory and say, see, I told you so.
Right.
So
even if, I mean,
there's that too.
And plus, it's never going to get anywhere in the Senate, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
Unless there's a move to get
also,
him out.
Also, this is going to take a lot of time. And if you can believe it, 2024 is somewhat just around the corner.
Right.
And if Republicans lose the House, then they lose that, you know, the power to continue this.
That's it for this hour. Are you going to the mall now like everyone else in New
Jersey? I'm going to get my nails done.
Really?
Shall we pick a color together?
I'm thinking mauve.
Mauve. Okay, I'll do mauve in honor of you.
I'm thinking mauve.
Ad paid for by the tax resolvers. COVID-19 was tough on businesses. If you experienced a negative impact to your business during the pandemic, then you need to pay attention. There are some new powerful incentives that have been created specifically for businesses impacted by COVID-19. One such program is the Employee Retention Credit. Its tax incentive could bring you some serious cash back to your business. Even if you received a PPP loan in 2020 or 2021, you were still permitted to receive this credit. There are many ways to be eligible, and taking advantage of this tax credit doesn't need to be complicated. We made it easy for you by doing the legwork to maximize the amount of your refund due. Call us today at 800-611-7172, and we'll set your business up to take full advantage of the Employee Retention Tax Credit. That's 800-611-7172. Again, 800-611-7172. We'll get the ball rolling on getting you and your business some much-needed relief, but time is limited to file a claim. So call 800-611-7172.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.